church and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Find out how to win on AM760.net.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Immigrant power on display.
Today we march, tomorrow we vote.
Reliving 9/11 at the Massawi trial.
I'm going to die, aren't I?
No.
Say I'm going to die.
Who's telling the truth at Duke?
No rape or sexual assault happened in that house.
Good morning, I'm Bill Whitney with the CBS World News Roundup.
I hope America's listening. They need to get this straightened out.
America couldn't help but hear as demonstrators marched in cities across the country demanding legal relief for illegal immigrants. This protest was in Seattle. Chris Filippi of station KIRO was there.
As many as 25,000 people took to the streets to march for illegal immigrants. Many carried American flags. Isidro is among the illegal immigrants who says he wants his own piece of the American dream.
We want to work, and we only want to work. We don't come here to do anything else but work.
I'm Lou Miliano in New York City. Tens of thousands turned out here to demand amnesty for all, especially important to 9-year-old Lisa. Afraid of legislation that would make her Colombian parents unwanted immigrants, forcing her to choose family first.
I was born here.
So that makes you an American?
Yeah.
And what about your folks?
Well, if they don't want us, I don't want them.
Immigration reform, especially important here in New York, where 40% of the population was born outside the U.S. Familiano, CBS News, New York.
Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia Center for Politics sees Latinos flexing their muscle.
They are truly the number one swing group in American politics, and they're potentially enormous in size.
No matter, says this Republican congressman.
We have to get control of the borders. We can't allow emotions to get in the way.
Peter King of New York. It was a tough day at the Zacharias Moussaoui trial, and the judge let the jurors go home early. But they face more emotionally charged testimony today. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is covering.
After hearing desperate 911 calls from World Trade Center victims such as Melissa Doy.
No smoke, right?
Of course there's smoke!
Ma'am, you have to stay calm.
There is smoke! I can't breathe!
Jurors will soon have to listen to the cockpit voice recordings from United Flight 93, which crashed in Pennsylvania. But the judge won't release the tapes to the public, only the transcript. Alice Hoagland, whose son died on that plane, disagrees.
You can still hear the drama rising from the back of the plane as this desperate little group of guys ran forward to try to seize control of the airplane. It really is a powerful thing.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Alexandria, Virginia.
The Duke University lacrosse scandal takes an unexpected turn. None of the DNA samples from 46 players matched evidence collected after an alleged sexual assault last month.
Defense lawyers say the DNA test results prove what players on Duke University's men's lacrosse team have been saying, that they are innocent. Several of the players have been accused of raping a stripper during an off-campus team party. Joe Cheshire is the lawyer for a team co-captain.
I would hope that the community would embrace this report and understand why we've been talking about the presumption of innocence and rush to judgment.
Undeterred, District Attorney Mike DeFong tells CBS News he will continue pursuing the rape and assault allegations. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Contact lens wearers like CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan will be interested in a development at Bausch & Lomb. He's here live to tell us about it.
Right, Bill. The company's suspending shipments of its Renew contact lens solution with Moisture Lock, made in South Carolina. It's because of a spike in an eye infection that can result in blindness. Of the 109 reports of it since last summer, 28 people wore soft lenses and 26 used this solution or its generic equivalent.
Steve, what about the Moisture Lock that's already on store shelves?
Well, it's not going to be pulled. Bausch & Lomb points out there's been no direct link established between the solution and the infection.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Thousands of flickering flames in the Denver night, each candle flame representing a life loss crossing the U.S. border. 8,000 to 10,000 rallying at Denver Sloan Lake, demanding immigration reform and amnesty.
We want our families united, and we want people treated like human beings!
Just one of many speakers, Gabriela Flora, declaring that illegals would stay in the streets until America recognizes the immigrants are much more than just labor. An investigation continuing into the death of an 18-year-old CU Boulder student. Jesse Gomez of Lakewood was found by a roommate in his dorm room Sunday afternoon. An autopsy shows no signs of trauma.
What we're doing is interviewing friends, associates, people who saw him, and working our way backwards in time in order to put together a basis of facts that will show us what actually transpired.
Lieutenant Tim McGraw says they're awaiting results of toxicology tests, which could take several weeks. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. Off to a good start this morning. Things still pretty quiet on I-25, I-70, and 225. We are checking clear on 6th Avenue, C-470, and the Turnpike at the moment. Now, around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all wide open, so is Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. On to the forecast today, going to see partly sunny skies, highs in the 60s. We're already at 51 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For steakhouse quality beef without the steakhouse price, head to King Soopers. Nobody has a better selection of USDA choice steaks and roasts, and King Soopers goes the extra step by aging each cut to perfection. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Hi, Jay Marvin here with news about another lucky AM 760 Progressive Talk winner. Warner Jenkins of Colorado Springs.
You called in.
You won breakfast with me and Al Franken.
How about it, man?
Two of my favorite people. That's super.
And now you're in the running to win an all-expense-paid eco trip to Costa Rica.
I hope I win. Yeah, that would be great.
You want to be our next winner? It's easy. Every weekday, we're giving away great prizes like dinner with me and Ed Schultz and breakfast with me and Al Franken. And all our daily winners will have a chance to win the eco trip. Sign up now at am760.net.
Where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. When banks compete, you win. At LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. I'm Charles Osgood. The House of Representatives, every member of which has to stand for re-election in a few short months if they want to keep their jobs, obviously decided that it would be helpful in that regard to crack down on the 11 or 12 million undocumented immigrants now living here and on those who employ them so that they would either get documented or get out. But the House members hadn't figured on how much clout these immigrants and their supporters have. The House members may or may not be re-elected, but as for the immigrants, documented or otherwise...
Whether they give us papers or not, we still want to be here.
That man's name is Alex Vegas, and you will meet him after this for Tylenol arthritis. If you take pain relievers like Advil and Aleve, you're taking an NSAID, and NSAIDs all work in a similar way. But Tylenol is different, because Tylenol is not an NSAID. To learn more about how Tylenol is different, talk to your doctor and visit Tylenol.com. Stop. Think. Tylenol. Take only as directed.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-540-1633. Call 1-800-540-1633 for your free trial. 1-800-540-1633.
Alex Vegas is an undocumented immigrant, but he has done well for himself. He owns a business, which is in someone else's name. He's the father of 10 children, owns a house in California's Orange County, but somebody else's name is on the title. He calls it living in the shadows.
Even though I have a business and I have a house, nothing is in my name. I don't exist. I'm a ghost.
Alex Vegas' 10 children, by the way, are all American citizens. They are part of what he calls the sleeping giant in this country.
This sleeping giant is getting bigger in numbers. And not just numbers, but borders. And for my kids, they know how important it is to vote.
Got that, you Congress folks, wherever you are now? It wasn't the spineless dithering of the Senate that woke the sleeping giant. It was the downright hostility of the House. As Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa put it.
When faced with the prospect that their families could be destroyed and divided, people are going to be very concerned and they're going to register their opposition.
And that's what we've been seeing.
It will energize millions of people across America. And the public should know that the genie is out of the bottle.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Do you know?
know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Osgood File, April 11th, 2006.
This is the hour of
no power.
We're pedaling as fast as we can.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today, 69. Partly sunny and maybe a chance today of some showers. It was really a nice day yesterday. Hope you got a chance to maybe get out a little bit and enjoy it. It's the hour of no power. It's good to have you along. 303-713-7600. Don't forget to go to am760.net. Sign up to get a chance to win that eco trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay Lodge. And also one of the other fabulous prizes, like $500 in cash. $500 worth of gas cards, Shell gas cards, considering gas prices are going up again. And you know, Turk says it'll buy 10 gallons. And you know, boy, speaking along those lines, I mean, I've been reading this Kevin Phillips book about American theocracy and the first part of it, and it's about, you know, oil, religion, and the first part of it is about oil, and he's talking about this peak oil thing. And, I mean, you read this book, it'll scare the hell out of you. About the fact that we're running out of oil, and basically we're not doing anything about it. I mean, we're making no steps to get off that, and our entire life is petrochemical soaked. And it's a scary, 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 scary book. Anyway, where was I? Oh, and so and also you can win a breakfast with me and Al Franken. I'm going to be broadcasting live that day from the restaurant, so I'm not so sure how much breakfast I'll get, but we'll be able to get together and have a good time. And then dinner with Ed Schultz and myself, and then, of course, one person will win that fabulous eco trip to Costa Rica. But you can't win if you don't sign up, so you got to sign up now at am760.net. And we've been doing pretty good so far in the last week and a half, haven't we? We've had a winner just about every morning. Yeah, we're about 4 for 6, so we hope to have a winner this morning sometime. So if you did sign up and you did indicate that you're listening in the morning here, keep your ears glued to the radio. Well, that is such an old cliche, isn't it? Keep your ears glued to the radio. No, just pay attention, and if you hear your name, make sure you call in with in the hour. Well, would it make any difference if I brought up anything else this morning? Immigration, you know, is the top topic, and I mean, it's all over the news. And this morning, we're gonna talk to several people on this subject, and a few people off the subject. We'll talk to Kathy Montoya, who is the program coordinator for the Emerging Latino Communities Initiative for the National Council of La Raza. We'll do that coming up next hour. Then at 7:30, race is most definitely a theme in the immigration debate. Joining me from the Southern Poverty Law Center is the Director of Intelligence Project, Mark Potok, who will talk about some of the extremists that are involved in this. Yesterday, a guy called up here. He didn't stick around, but he called up, and really the gist of his question or what he was suggesting was that there were no racists involved in the immigration movement, and if there were, name them. And I went to and referred him to the Southern Poverty Law Center website, where there's a ton of articles on there, and we've got some more information, and Mark Potok will talk a little bit about that. Then at 8 o'clock, Congresswoman Patricia Schroeder will join us. She's going to plug the first annual Arapahoe County Democratic Party Patricia Schroeder Dinner, which is taking place Friday at 5, and Mary and I will be at that, and we're going to talk to her about immigration, about leaking classified information, and several other topics about her take about where we are in Iraq and what's going on. And then at 8:30, the local ACLU has been holding town hall meetings on the Bush administration's NSA spying program, you can attend one Tuesday night in Denver at the Colorado History Museum starting at 7, so that's tonight at 7. friends of the show and the senior counsel at the Washington Legislative Office. Lisa Graves will be the featured guest at the event, and she joins us in studio, and we'll talk to her about the Patriot Act, about the NSA spying, and about this government threatening our civil liberties after 9/11. And then at 9 o'clock, one of my all-time favorite segments on the program, which is we'll take a look at Media Matters for America. We'll talk to Jameson Fosher and see what he has to say, and I've got some stuff for him. And as you know, and I promote this thing constantly, I promote that website, MediaMattersForAmerica.org. I promote it, and when I'm MediaMatters.org, and when I make public appearances and speak, I bring it up, and I'm a contributing member, and it's a wonderful, wonderful organization, and it really does debunk the idea that there's a so-called quote unquote liberal media going on in this country. 303-713-7600. CBS has got a pretty interesting poll out on immigration. Check this out. This poll was taken April 6th through 9th. A majority of Americans, both Republicans and Democrats, favor amnesty with conditions for illegal immigrants currently in the U.S. Most are not concerned about competition in the workplace. Over half say immigrants take jobs that Americans do not want. But this is contrary to what Tom Tancredo is quoted as having said this morning. I believe it's either in the Rocky or the Denver Post, where he was talking about all the marchers yesterday do not represent the mainstream of American thought. However, the CBS poll shows that most Republicans and Democrats favor amnesty with conditions for illegal immigrants currently in the U.S., and most are not concerned about competition in the workplace. Over half say immigrants take jobs that Americans don't want. But President Bush's plan for immigration reform has not helped him with the public, even though immigration is now one of the top three responses when Americans are asked to name the country's most important problems. Only 26% approve of the way the president is handling immigration, and the Democrats, not the president's Republican Party, are more often seen as the party better able to handle the issue. Most Americans, 74%, think illegal immigrants in the U.S. should be able to stay and work in this country if the following criteria are met. They pay a fine, they've been in the U.S. for at least 5 years, paid any back taxes owed, can speak English, have no criminal record. Those criteria match those in the Senate compromise bill that was shelved last week. When asked the question with no specific criteria, about half still favored allowing illegal immigrants to apply for work permits, while 43% opposed the idea. Republicans and Democrats favor amnesty in both circumstances, while Americans living in the Midwest give it less support in principle than other Americans. So what do you make of that? What do you make of this poll, this CBS poll? Pretty interesting, huh? That what we're hearing, from the right wing, on the whole, the far right of the party, on the whole immigration issue, is all this extremism, when in reality, according to the CBS poll, the majority of Republicans and Democrats and everyday Americans think the thing is easily solvable, that they favor some kind of an amnesty program or some kind of way for the 11 to 12 million illegal immigrants that are already here to achieve citizenship and become Americans. And that's kind of an interesting poll information. Also, how about this, that the majority of those polled believe the Democratic Party is better able to handle the issue than the Republican Party. And there's also another poll out this morning. Political reversals at home and continued bad news from Iraq have dragged President Bush's standing with the public to a new low. At the same time, Republican fortunes on Capitol Hill are also deteriorating, according to the latest Washington Post ABC News poll. The survey found that 38% of the public approval of the job Bush is doing, down 3 percentage points in the past month, and his worst showing in the Post ABC polling since he became president. 60% disapprove of his performance. With less than 7 months remaining before the midterm elections, Bush's political troubles already appear to be casting a long shadow over them. Barely a third of registered voters, that's 35%, approve of the way the Republican-led Congress has been doing its job. That's the lowest level of support in 9 years. The negative judgments affect the breadth of the GOP's political difficulties. Although the numbers do not represent a precipitous decline recently, the fact that they have stayed at low levels over recent months indicates the GOP is confronting some fundamental obstacles with public opinion rather than a patch of bad luck. Now, how does that make you feel this morning? Is that news for rejoicing? All right, 303-713-7600, and we've got precious little time here this morning for phone calls. So if you want to jump on the phone and you want to talk about the immigration issue, and, you know, I talked to somebody yesterday who I really respect on this, who knows a lot about this, and they made the point that no matter what we do, and no matter what this country decides to do, once again, unless we scrap NAFTA, unless we scrap CAFTA, unless we make a conscious effort to get the Mexican economy out of its doldrums and prop up the Mexican economy, people are going to continue to keep coming northward looking for work. And then unless we're prepared to do those things, that, you know, you can build a wall, you can do all these things, but it's never going to solve the problem. It's never going to solve the problem, because the basic problem of people coming northward here is economic need and the need to feed their families. And we hear very, very little discussion about this, this whole thing, about Mexico's economy. Very little discussion about it in the...
Ever seen one of those huge fishing nets that trawlers drag across the ocean? If you have, it'll remind you of the Denver Business Journal. The journal gathers stories from every corner of the Denver business world and gives you an index of names and companies on the move that you can skim in just 5 minutes every Friday, so you always know how to swim with the big fish in Denver. Call 303-837-3500 today and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shot Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. A lot of people ask me, they say, Jay, you know, how can Rockies get all these fabulous vehicles, be able to sell them for those prices? How do they get away with that? And you know what the answer is? They know how to buy cars. That's what the answer is. And they're very, 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 very careful about what they do. And every single automobile is thoroughly inspected, equipped, ready to roll. I mean, equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. I mean, a Rockies, they got this down to a science, and that's one of the reasons why they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, used cars, trucks, minivans, and vans, and SUVs in Colorado. You know what? It doesn't make any difference what you're looking for. And now you can get it at an affordable price, too. Save big money, but they're matching down incentives that are going on. Great people out there to work with you, too, like Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and Gerard Menard, and you know, all the people out there are really dedicated to making your experience a good one. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're going on about 25 years of selling great vehicles along the front range. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. You can see their TV commercials, read their business philosophy, and look at their inventory. And then if there's something you like, well, you know, you can get in contact with them. You can also pre-qualify for a car loan online, too, at RockiesAutos.com. But whatever you do, get out to Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like I
my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-600-6295.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-600-6295. Call 1-800-600-6295.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yep, I'm on top of the, or hop aboard the audio bus here at 624, 24 minutes after 6. The hour of no power. Good to have you along. High today, 69. It's you and me. It's me and you and maybe two other listeners at this time of the morning. Because everybody struggles to figure out what the heck they're going to do today and get up and, oh. Just think, you know what, we start this at 3 o'clock in the morning, trying to figure out where the hell we are. All right, you know, I'm talking about this immigration situation. You know, the purpose of this show, and the purpose of most morning shows across the country, and some of them are more talk-intensive and some of them are more news-intensive, and this one's kind of more talk-intensive and guest-intensive than other other morning shows, but all morning shows across the country, they're in this format, whether they're right-wing, left-wing. Of course, there's not many of us on the liberal side, the progressive liberal side, the left side, but and then just the straight-ahead news magazine shows that are on some morning shows and some AMs. All of them cover the big stories of the day, or try to cover the big stories of the day, and we try to cover the big stories of the day here, and then try to hit them with from a progressive viewpoint and give you a chance to, you know, call up and discuss them, which is a chance that you, you know, wouldn't get anywhere else, that you can't get anywhere else along the dial. And do they use dials anymore on radios? I don't think so. That's another, you know, technically age-old term, right? Because it's all digital now. So it's push button. Along the push button there. And immigration is, without a doubt this morning, the huge, the biggest story out there. And that's one of the reasons why I'm talking about it this morning. Because everywhere you go in the media, everywhere, you know, you pick a paper up, any place you go, this topic is preeminent among all of the other topics. There are the things going on. And you know there's the whole Bush leak situation in which yesterday he finally admitted to leaking that information, although he gave a very, very twisted, almost, you know, I guess you could make the claim, you know, you could say that he flat out lied about it yesterday, about why he did it and his reasoning behind it, and nobody at that school bothered to stand up and challenge him on it. But I've gotten emails from several people who have said this, and I don't know if it's true or not. So I go to you to ask you whether you think it's true. Because now in the polls, immigration is starting to show up as the third most recognized problem in the country. Number two would be the economy, excuse me, and then number one, of course, would be this involvement in Iraq. Now, yesterday, I tried to talk about the Bush administration and this idea that they're saber-rattling and that there's this plan, as outlined by Seymour Hersh in The New Yorker, to bomb Iran. And, man, you know, that was a tough hour yesterday, trying to get through that to talk about that. But when I immediately went to immigration, the phones all lit up. But several people have sent me emails about this. I want to bounce this off you this morning at 6:27, 27 minutes after 6. Is this immigration issue a diversion? Is it a diversion to take our minds off of other things, such as Iraq? Such as the environment, I mean global warming. But the big thing is Iraq and the administration. Is it a diversion or is it a problem whose time has finally come? I mean, we've been through this before. We've had this debate about immigration before. And this friend of mine, who is a well-respected journalist, an op-ed writer, and he and I were exchanging emails yesterday about this thing. And he and I were talking about CAFTA and NAFTA and about the idea that we have to get Mexico to clean its act up, and that we should scrap CAFTA and NAFTA. And as long as we force Mexicans off their farms and force them into the unemployment lines, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to, and this goes for all of Latin America, they're going to come north looking for jobs. But he said to me at the end of the conversation, I said to him, the Senate bill is not going to go anywhere. I mean, it's wrecked. And the House of Representatives, the Sensenbrenner bill, is mean-spirited and extreme and unworkable and is not supported by and large by the majority of the public, and that CBS News poll bears this out. So what we'll end up getting out of all of this is we'll end up getting nothing. Nothing will happen, and nothing will be settled. And then we'll have this debate again, maybe next year, maybe in a couple of years, but nothing will come about. Other than a lot of discussion, but no bills, nothing will happen. Now, if this is a diversion, and I kind of asked this question yesterday on the air, but didn't really follow through with it. If this whole thing is a diversion, who gets hurt the worst by this? The Democrats or the Republicans? Because it seems to me that it's the Republicans that are getting hurt the worst. It has torn their party apart. The polls show Democrat, the public, majority of the public feels the Democrats are better able to handle this. So if it's a diversion, how's it work? How's it working? And who do you think gets hurt the worst by all of this? 303-713-7600. I've got three open lines. We'll talk about it coming up here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at Progressive Traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Actually, things are starting to get busy on the highways this morning, dealing with the usual delay. Southbound I-25 from 104th to the Turnpike. And watch for a stall. It's off to the left shoulder near Yale. Now, eastbound I-270, jamming from I-76 to Vasquez. And southbound 225, now starting to slow as you make your way into the tech center. Around town, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, all seeing the usual jams. Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, they're starting to pick up a little bit. And the Turnpike now slowing eastbound from Federal to Pecos. On to the forecast. Should be a nice one today. Partly sunny skies. Highs in the 60s. We're already at 51 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a loaded 05 Explorer for just $16,900. Selling new and used SUVs and pickups fast and for thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. So get your loaded 05 Explorer today for just $16,900 only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans or cheaperfords.com.
Ever wonder what it would be like to walk through a rainforest? AM 760 Progressive Talk has your chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica at the Crocodile Bay Lodge. Details on am760.net.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
All right, all you cable users out there.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
It's time to cut the umbilical cord. We've got a challenge for you. We call it the DirecTV Challenge. Call us up right now and tell us how much you're spending on cable every month. We're going to tell you how much money you'll save by switching to DirecTV. And to top it off, we're going to give you a bunch of free stuff. Yes, I said free. Free stuff, like a four-room DirecTV system with standard installation free. 3 months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, Stars, and Cinemax, all free. Why, even a free DVR. Now, if you like spending a lot of money every month, well, then don't call. But if you want to get all the channels you watch right now for about half the price of cable, give us a call. We're going to humiliate the cable company and give you a ton of free stuff. Call 1-800-600-6196. It's time to cut the cable and take the DirecTV Challenge. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-6196. That's 1-800-600-6196.
What makes eHarmony different from dating sites?
eHarmony matches you at a deeper level.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren.
At eHarmony, every match we send you has been carefully screened to be compatible with you in all the most important areas of life.
I think the profile is what makes eHarmony so much better than any other website.
Log on to eHarmony.com today and start the process with your compatibility profile. A $50 value, free. eHarmony.com.
So let's say you go shopping and you walk into the first store you come to. The store says, hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs too. Well, you think, that would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:34, 26 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 69, partly sunny with some showers, and it's partly cloudy outside now. 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin along with you. The immigration debate, which is all over the news, and we've been talking about it now, it seems like, for 2 weeks. And two questions here. Is it a diversion? That's question number one. And if so, who's it designed to help? In other words, who's getting hurt the worst by this? It appears to me that the GOP is getting hurt the worst by the immigration debate. Because they seem to be, at least the hard wingnut version of the GOP, a la Tom Tancredo and friends, seem to be very, very, very out of touch with the American mainstream. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, hi, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Good. First of all, I do think that the immigration issue is a viable, real issue of a very great concern to all of us. But having said that, I think this is a diversion. And I think the thing right now, to be very honest with you, that worries me more right now is Iran and the lunatics' plan to go in and drop bunker buster nuclear bombs.
Yeah, you know, well, as I said yesterday, I mean, that worries me too. And I'll tell you something, this has got some strange parallels to Iraq, because remember, before we ever went into Iraq,
mm-hmm.
this administration was talking about this diplomacy and denying that anything was going to happen and on and on and on. And
yeah.
then all of a sudden, the next thing we know, we find ourselves
Bingo.
In there.
Yeah.
And they're doing exactly the same thing here with Iran. But you have to admit that, and you do admit this, that this immigration problem is a huge, I mean, it is. It's a huge problem that we have to fix. And if it's a diversion, Pat, here's what I get from people. It's a diversion. I get the following three things. It's a diversion. It's a new wedge issue. Or we're disappointed that you're tired of talking about it. Now, if it's a diversion or a wedge issue, who does it benefit?
Oh, I think it's benefiting us, but I don't think that was anticipated. I think it's benefiting us because we are the more rational, we are the more compassionate. But I do believe this was intended, this was brought to the surface at this point in time to get all of us from thinking about the things that we need to be thinking about right now. If this issue was put off for 6 months, is it going to make that big a difference? I don't think so. It's been around for such a long time. I think a little bit longer is not going to be a make-it-or-break-it situation. But to me, dropping bombs, nuclear bombs on Iran, holy Moses, that makes my blood run cold.
Well, it does mine too, but if we put this off for 6 months, wouldn't we then, in 6 months from now, wouldn't somebody come forward and go, well, wait a minute, it's just, you know, we're close to November, it's just it's a wedge
Possibly.
Issue, it's a diversion.
You and I both know we're being manipulated. We're manipulated all the time. I mean, that's no mystery to anybody. And I think we're being manipulated now. I think this time, their thinking was a bit off. And I think that they have awakened a giant that, isn't going to go back to sleep real easily. I simply say, let's put things in order of most importance. And right now, to me personally, Iran is more important today than the issue with illegal immigration. That's just and I think the Republicans have boxed themselves in unwittingly and now probably haven't got a clue about what to do to fix this.
All right, Pat. Appreciate it. Thank you. Good to hear your voice, by the way.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Is immigration a diversion? If so, who's being hurt the worst by this entire topic? Is it us or them? Is it the GOP or the Dems? Let's go to Joe in Colorado Springs. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good for an old man. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I don't think that it was intended to be a diversion. It just happens to coincide with a lot of things that make it appear to be so. You know, it's kind of conspiracy-ish, but it just happened to come along at the same time that naturally all these other things are going wrong for the Republicans because they lie so much, and including the Enron hearings. You know,
yeah, you're right about that. Some of this stuff has been bubbling around for a while and is now beginning to catch up with them. You know, such as the whole Valerie Plame, Libby situation.
And there is no way of knowing, you know, when the immigration thing came up that this other stuff would actually resurface at the same time. So I think it's pushing it to say that it's directly a diversion. But I think I agree with your last caller, and I agree that, I do agree that it's something that they're trying to use to put a wedge between people. And I just also think that I wanted to mention that I heard this interesting commentary last week on NPR about, like, the immigration thing, and in particular the guest worker thing, and that, like, if people think that Mexican labor is as low as it can go, they got another thought coming, you know, because even Mexico is shipping stuff off to China. And if they have a guest worker program, you got to assume that, you know, hopefully that part of it won't ever get through. But if that happens, you got to assume that it'll be open to anybody in the world. And people will beg, borrow, and steal to get here for that, and including people from Asian countries and, you know, Middle Eastern countries, and that presents a lot more of a terrorist, you know, or a security risk than, you know, just Mexicans, because, you know, they're not blowing themselves up or flying planes into buildings. They just happen to be the largest percentage just by proximity. You know,
okay.
There's a lot of other illegal aliens here.
All right, question. Who's getting hurt worse by this debate, the Democrats or the Republicans?
I kind of agree that the Republicans are getting hurt the worst because by bringing the whole thing up, they have to be opening up the whole who do you really punish, you know, for this thing that hasn't been enforced very well in the last 30 years, and that is the government and big corporations or people that hire illegals, and you know, the government that's been looking the other way. And then you have to look, you know, you got to follow it backwards and say, well, you know, who's been benefiting from this?
Well,
you know,
go.
I mean, they're shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah, because going after the business community is going after one of their prime constituents.
Right. And, you know, I'm a proud member of IBW Local 113 down here in Colorado Springs. And, you know, I believe in, I have nothing against anybody who comes here, you know, searching for a better life for themselves. But what I do think you need to hold accountable is the people who knowingly hire illegal labor, you know, and, you know, to undercut everybody else's wage. And I think, you know, without realizing it, or maybe, and I can't believe that's stupid, but, you know, they have to be exposing, you know, the wrongdoings of corporations, you know, that hire illegals, and the government themselves, which hasn't been enforcing it, and who's been in power for, you know, the majority of time for, like, the last, you know, with the exception of Clinton, who's been running the show for the last 25 years.
Yeah, good points. Well, at least since 94 in the Congress, that's for sure. All right, Joe, take care, man, and thanks for the call.
All right, thanks for talking to me, Jay.
You
I
bet.
Will talk to you again, I'm sure.
I hope so, thanks.
All right, bye.
All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. And, you know, and a guy sent me an email yesterday that said, You Democrats, you people on the left, you like all this illegal immigration because these people will soon become Democrats and these people will join unions. And you know what? I sent him an email back and said, you know something? You're right. I welcome anybody into the party, man. I think the party should have big tent and, you know, we should revive unions in this country. Ooh, is this Bjork? Oh, I like this. Weird song. little article about Bjork in this month's Rolling Stone. 6:43, 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Hey, sign up for that eco trip. Sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica, Crocodile Bay Lodge. You got to do it, man. Go to am760.net. I want you to win.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, things are picking up around town. Poudle's Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 all seeing the usual jams. Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, and South Boulder Road are stacking up, and the Turnpike looking at brake lights eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Now, coming out of Thornton North Glen, south on I-25, running heavy from 104 down to the Turnpike. Also have a stall to deal with south on I-25. Top to the left shoulder right around Yale. South on 225 slows as you make your way down toward the Tech Center. I-70, a little bit of bunching for you eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. On to the forecast, going to see a mix of sun and clouds today. A little cooler with highs in the 60s. We're at 51 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture for your home and office.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
You describe your dog's bark as a bow wow, right? You know, you heard that term, bow wow. In Albania, it's ham ham. In Iceland, it's wolf wolf. And, I'm not sure what language my dogs, Coco and Jackson, speak. Mary and I aren't sure. Now, Coco's a Welsh Corgi, so would she speak Welsh? And Jackson is a Minpin, a miniature pincher. So what does he speak, German? I don't have any idea, but they seem to be able to understand each other, so I guess they must be bilingual, which is a plus in today's world. But listen, you know what? If you love your pets like we love ours, and Mary and I love Jackson and Coco, and we love our double yellow-headed Amazon Bill, too, then what you feed your pet really does matter about your pet's health. And that's why you ought to consider the new Purina One Natural Blends, because they make it easy for you to make a healthy change in your dog and to do it naturally. New Purina One Blends, their new Purina One Natural Blends, is made with natural, wholesome ingredients like real white meat chicken, brown rice, and oatmeal, and it's naturally preserved. It has no added fillers, no artificial colors, or no flavors, and you know, no artificial flavors or colors. And you know what? You'll see the change in your dog. Your dog will love the food, and it will change your dog's health for the better. Now, here's what you need to do. Try one of Purina One's natural blends for 30 days and see your dog's healthy energy, skin, coat, and teeth, and also digestion. Look for Purina One Natural Blends in the white bag or call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And you'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag so you can make the healthy change in your dog naturally. Number again, 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And you can pick up Purina One's dog and cat products at your local King Supers, the right store for all your Purina One needs.
Stuck in traffic? Garmin has portable car navigation systems that can warn you of traffic jams and automatically reroute you before it's too late. Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
Before you make another credit card payment or buy a new or used vehicle, get all the legal facts. Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 for Scams and Shams with Steve Birkin and Rick Weinkoop. Steve and Rick are two lawyers that care about consumer rights. They're at your disposal for 1 hour each week to save you money and help you through tough, complicated financial decisions. You can utilize their legal expertise during this one-hour show. Don't get burned. Tune in to Scams and Shams Saturdays right here.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a fabulous getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net. You got to sign up at AM760.net in order to win. Good morning, 648. 48 minutes past the hour. High today, 69. Is immigration, which is like the big news item. I mean, again today, after what happened yesterday, is illegal immigration or undocumented workers, whatever term you want to use. You know what? Is this a diversion or is it truly, truly, truly the big story? And who's getting injured the most out of this ongoing debate? The Republicans or the Democrats? Let's go to Nanette on I-25. Nanette, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm on 225 now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I was on I-25. By the way, be grateful your dog isn't multilingual. Mine talks to the coyotes at around 2 in the morning.
Yeah, thank God. You're right.
I have four dogs. It's a lovely conversation. Anyway, the Democrats are not getting hurt because they seem to have a softer approach. So the Republicans are probably getting hurt. But they're distracting us from Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan, or attempting to. I'm not distracted. But you know what? We have to think of ourselves. The United States has always been the parent of the world, or acted like it. We've got all of these illegals here in this country, and you cannot suddenly start enforcing a law that you have ignored all of their lives, practically, you know, as a parent. So we've got to do something to help the people who are here learn English, become citizens, and obtain decent wages and decent jobs, and I don't mean living at the minimum wage, because the minimum wage comes to around, what, $11,000-$12,000 a year? That one person can't even live on that.
Yeah, it's like $5.15 an hour.
Yeah. So then we have to think about how we're going to close the border. And Bill Maher said it, but I said it in seriousness. He said it as a joke. Perhaps what we need to do is build, and I know this is wacko in a way, a 2,000-mile-long building. And in that building have offices, stores, who knows what, border things, duty-free shops. And that way we can control who's coming across or not. And it's better than a fence so that we don't look like the Nazis with the Berlin Wall. Or walls are vicious and mean, and they're not, you know, fences may make good neighbors, but you can look over the fence. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, and there's also a way around the fence, as much as yeah. As much as they don't want to admit to it. I mean, the example they'll give is, well, why do the Israelis build fences, you know, to keep the Palestinians out? And my answer to that would be, well, are they successful at it, or is there a violence inside, you know, the occupied territories? And this whole thing, you know, a large part of this, I think, I really, really think, is based on fear. That's number one. And then the other point that you brought up about ignoring and not enforcing the law. Everybody, at least the radical right, the wing nuts, all want to point to the immigrants and say, you know, they ought to be felons and they broke the law. How about all of the governmental heads and all of the politicians over all these years that have turned their backs on this problem, haven't really worked on it? How much responsibility do they bear?
All of it. You know, that's the same thing. The more money you have, the better defense you can get.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Nanette, thank you. Great call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Appreciate your time. Let's go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Marshall.
I think this issue is definitely hurting the Republicans, and I think it's the people that are coming out of the woodwork. You know, I was listening to that talk show in the afternoon over on 6:30, and it's the people that are coming out of the woodwork, they're talking about shooting these people.
Oh,
they're
Have
you got the clip of that guy down?
Yeah, that's Brian. That's Brian James at KFYI in Phoenix. I used to work with him.
Yeah, he's talking about sitting down there with his high-powered rifle, and what did he call it? He called it immigration roulette or something.
Yeah,
that's just sickening. I mean, I don't understand where these people come from, and I think this is where there's a real important distinction. Democrats want to tackle this issue, but they want to deal in reality. They want to deal with the situation. They just don't want to fearmonger. I mean, that's what we've got these people doing. And I think most of the people realize what's going on. They realize that these people have other agendas. I think they have other agendas. Why would you advocate doing something like that unless you've got something else going on in your brain?
Well, the CBS poll shows that the wing nuts are definitely out of step. I mean, they're definitely out of step with the rest of the country. And that most people, you know, favor, you know, some kind of way for the 11 to 12 million illegal immigrants that are here to get mainstreamed. So they're out, you know, they're out of the debate because they're on the fringes of it. And you're right, they're getting beat up. They're getting beat up because there's a division within inside their own party over this, because it's the business community and the business interests versus the wing nuts like Tancredo.
Well, and what I don't understand is how people, you know, there's a path to get citizenship. There's like 11-year path or something. How is that amnesty? I don't understand how these people can say,
it's
that's
not
amnesty. Oh, so you have to pay back taxes. You have to pay a fine.
It's not.
You have to be in this country like something like 5 years, and then there's like probation period or something. That doesn't sound like amnesty to me. But these people have, you know, all up in arms, all over, we're giving these people a free ride. Yeah, a decade sounds like a free ride, buddy.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's right, Marshall. You know, you've hit the nail right on the head. I mean, it's semantics, and they play with it, and nobody's talking about giving anybody a free ride. And the big thing, too, which bothers me, is totally and completely we have lost the human component in this, and that we view them, illegal immigrants or undocumented workers, as groups of people instead of human beings with families, needs, desires, and wants. And we're talking about humanity here. And there are people in the society who are scapegoating them and beating them up. And it's just not American. It's disgusting. Marshall, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Let's go to David in Denver. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm enjoying the program. I just have one question. Can I have some amnesty too?
Well, how do you describe amnesty?
Well, like, forgiveness for breaking the law.
Okay, but if you have to pay a penalty or a price for having broken the law, is that forgiveness and amnesty? To me, forgiveness and amnesty would be for me to say to you, okay, well, you broke the law and you shouldn't have done it, and I forgive you and go about your merry way, instead of turning to you and saying, okay, you broke the law, you shouldn't have done it, so you're going to have to pay restitution to the state for the actions that you did. Is that amnesty or punishment?
I'm not sure I get what.
Well, it's real simple what I'm saying. What I'm asking you is, let's say, for instance, you damage public property,
uh-huh,
and you go before me, and I'm the judge. And on one case, I say to you, okay, I understand, you lost your temper, you didn't mean to do what you did, and we understand that, and that's okay, you can go. Okay, that's you get off scot-free. That's amnesty. That's forgiveness. That's being pardoned. That's saying goodbye, and, you know, won't hold against you, and see you later. Or if I say to you, yeah, I understand what you did, but the fact is you damaged taxpayer property, and so therefore you have to pay a fine. Now, a fine is a punishment, or you have to pay restitution to the city or the county or whatever the case is. Okay, is that amnesty? Is that getting off free?
No.
Well, that's what we're talking about. Nobody's talking about letting anybody get anything for free.
Well, what kind of punishment are they offering?
Well, the punishment would be that you would have to pay back taxes, you'd have to pay a fine, you'd have to wait in line for citizenship, you'd have to learn English.
Paying your taxes is punishment?
You'd have to pay back taxes, plus you'd have to pay a fine.
Well, how much of a fine do you think?
Well, you know what? I don't have it in front of me as to how much they're talking about, but it's pretty considerable.
Yeah, because at minimum wage, that would be like...
Well, who cares what it would be? Look, who cares what it would be? The fact is, it's a punishment, isn't it?
Well, isn't it?
It's a punishment. Yeah. It's not a free pass. It's a punishment, isn't it?
Well, maybe. I don't.
But what do you mean, maybe? I mean, either it is or it isn't.
I pay my taxes, and I consider it punishment, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? If you failed to pay your taxes and got in trouble with the IRS and they got a judgment against you and you broke the law, and they said to you, okay, you know what? You're going to have to pay your taxes, plus you're going to have to pay interest. Would that be punishment?
No, I would think so.
Oh, you don't think that's punishment?
No.
Okay, well, then I guess our ideas about punishment are different. I guess you think it's okay having to pay extra money on top of what you originally would have to pay. You don't see that as being punishment or a penalty.
Well, is interest kept the punishment then?
If what now?
Interest?
Yeah, including interest.
Oh, I mean, is interest punishment?
You know what? I mean, we can dance around and we can have semantics all day. Fact is, you can't name one prominent politician in either party, particularly those on the left, who are advocating in any way, shape, or form that anybody get off without having to pay a penalty. So you can try the, can I have some amnesty, please? And you know what? I'll give you some amnesty. I won't get mad at you.
Right,
and I'll thank you for the call. So you got some amnesty. See, I held my temper in check. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Kathy Montoya, program coordinator for the Emerging Latino Communities Initiative.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live.
One way or another.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
6118. See how Pure Night can help you. Call 1-800-900-6118. That's 1-800-900-6118.
Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder,
and on AM760.net.
Is expensive enough now, but just wait till the summer driving season starts. CBS's Steve Kathan joins us from a mobile station in Midtown Manhattan. Steve, what can we expect?
Well, Frank, at this gas station, it costs $2.97 for regular, and drivers don't like it.
It is ridiculous. The price is
outrageous and expected to get worse this summer. Prices around $3 a gallon or more around the country. A new government estimate predicts prices remaining high, then going down just a bit next year. Live in New York, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators have made their point, but will it get Congress to pass changes in the immigration law? New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson hopes it does.
It's critical that the Congress deal with this issue when they come back in 2 weeks. Otherwise, there are going to be deep repercussions in the polls, and right now Republicans stand to lose the most.
But New York Republican Congressman Peter King says his mind has not been changed.
To me, to be talking about any type of amnesty at this time is absolutely wrong.
The Washington Post says Republicans who support legal status for illegal immigrants believe President Bush hasn't been doing enough to get a reform bill through Congress. The jury that has to decide if 9/11 terrorist Zakarias Moussaoui should be put to death can expect to hear more troubling evidence. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto.
After hearing desperate 911 calls from World Trade Center victims such as Melissa Doy.
No smoke, right?
Of course there's smoke!
Ma'am, you have to stay calm.
There is smoke! I can't breathe!
Jurors will soon have to listen to the cockpit voice recordings from United Flight 93, which crashed in Pennsylvania. But the judge won't release the tapes to the public, only the transcript. Alice Hoagland, whose son died on that plane, disagrees.
You can still hear the drama rising from the back of the plane as this desperate little group of guys ran forward to try to seize control of the airplane. It really is a powerful thing.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Alexandria, Virginia.
Former Enron chief executive Jeff Skilling will be returning to the stand in Houston about 30 minutes from now. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
I wouldn't be surprised if prosecutors get their crack at Skilling later today, and that's when we really will see the fur fly. The feds want to get Skilling to explain how it could be that he could believe all was well at the company when things just below the surface were so rotten. He has to figure out a way to explain that.
In his direct testimony yesterday, Skilling denied taking part in the book cooking that led to the Enron collapse. The district attorney in Durham, North Carolina, says he'll be moving ahead with his investigation of Duke University lacrosse players, even though DNA tests failed to link anyone on the lacrosse team to the alleged rape last month of an exotic dancer. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
How hard can it be? You put up a sign, you just wait for the offers to roll in.
It becomes a second job.
Getting the house appraised and the comps.
The money that you think you're going to save, you end up losing.
I've bought and sold homes before, and now the first thing I do is call a realtor.
Realtors have the experience to price your home so it can sell for up to 16% more than selling it yourself.
Using a realtor is a smart financial decision.
Get the facts straight about selling your own home. Talk to an agent and be sure to ask if that agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
It's way too risky to sell your house on your own.
Having a safe place to sleep is a universal need. Having a safe way to sleep should be just as important. When used as directed, Tylenol PM is a safe, non-habit-forming way to relieve pain with sleeplessness. In fact, no other OTC pain reliever is safer than Tylenol. Stop. Think.
Located in the historic Bauer Building, the Victory American Grill and Bar has an eclectic menu and full-scale bar with daily happy hours from 2 till 6 and 9 till 11 Thursday through Saturday. Also, spend Easter Sunday and Mother's Day for a set brunch menu opening each day at 9 a.m. For reservations, call 303-534-4842. A family-owned addition to the Sam's No. 3 restaurants, Victory American Grill and Bar on 15th and Curtis. For more info, visit victoryamericangrill.com.
Of the estimated 4,000 who lost their lives trying to cross U.S. borders.
We cannot accept any more deaths or any more inaction from our leaders in Washington.
Speakers Paul Lopez and Gabriela Flores saying immigrants are undervalued in America.
Immigrants are not just labor. Immigrants are much more than that. Workers have souls and families and need to be treated as such in this country.
Rally organizers declaring illegals who risk their lives for a better life are courageous. MTV is bringing their popular reality show The Real World to the Mile High City. The music television channel announcing yesterday it'll be in Denver to tape what happens when seven strangers stop being polite and start getting it real. It will air later this year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. We are seeing some trouble if you're coming out of the north end this morning. Southbound I-25 now jamming, approaching 104th. We have a crash off to the left shoulder at 84th Avenue, adding to those delays. Once you get past that, stays heavy into downtown and through T-Rex. Southbound 225 also struggling with an accident. This one's sitting right at I-Lift. If you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue slows from Sheridan on over, and I-70 now bunching up eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. Around town, things busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike also slowing eastbound from Federal to Pecos. Now, checking out the forecast, partly sunny today, a little cooler. Highs in the 60s, we're at 51 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At the Home Depot, you can get special financing when you buy select, installed, Trane high-efficiency cooling and heating equipment. For more information or how to get your special financing, call 879-DEPOT today. That's 879-DEPOT. Visit homedepot.com for license numbers and details.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Stuck in traffic? Garmin has portable car navigation systems that can warn you of traffic jams and automatically reroute you before it's too late. Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m. 7:60, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along this morning. High today, 69, partly sunny, with showers predicted out there. And right now, it just looks like it's mostly sunny. And hope you're having a good morning so far this morning. Hey, Don Gilmore of Wheat Ridge. Don, you told us you listened to my show here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, right at this time. And that's why I'm calling your name right now, Don Gilmore of Wheat Ridge. You've got 1 hour to call us to claim a great prize and become eligible to win the grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica and Crocodile Bay Lodge. So if your name isn't Don Gilmore, you need to know this. It's easy to win. Just go to am760.net right now to sign up and tell us when to call your name on AM760 Progressive Talk every weekday. AM760 is giving away great prizes like $500 cash, dinner with me and Ed Schultz, breakfast with me and Al Franken, and $500 worth of gas. And every weekday winner qualifies for a chance to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. This is our way of saying, hey, thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don Gilmore, we're waiting for your call. Don Gilmore of Wheat Ridge, get on the phone and give us a call. All right, let's talk to Kathy Montoya. She's program coordinator for the Emerging Latino Communities Initiative, the National Council of La Raza. And Kathy, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Hello?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how's it going?
Going good. Nice to have you. Nice to have you on. Did your organization and did you participate yesterday in one of the marches here around Colorado?
Our organization did participate, and I participated in the march in Washington D.C., where anywhere the estimates are running from about 500,000 to 750,000 people showed up to support for immigrant rights and for comprehensive immigration reform. So it was a very exciting day, I think, throughout the entire country.
Now, when you talk about comprehensive immigration reform, give us your idea or La Raza's idea of what comprehensive immigration reform would entail.
Our idea of comprehensive immigration reform really is based off of what we like to say a reality check. It's based off three simple but, you know, very hard to implement criteria. One is that there needs to be enforcement of the border, but it has to be smart enforcement. We can't, you know, we've quintupled the budget of along the border in terms of enforcement, and yet we've seen a steady increase of undocumented immigration into the United States over the past 10 years. So it's really important that we have smart enforcement of the border. The second issue is that we need some way to have a guest worker program that allows for the future flows of immigrants to come into this country and do the work that needs to be done here, and then allow them, if they want to go back to their native countries, or if they want to get on a track towards citizenship, that be available to them as well. And the last thing is that we really have to have a way to deal with the 11 million undocumented folks in the United States currently. It doesn't make any sense to deport them all. It doesn't make any sense to criminalize them all. What it does make sense is these folks have been contributing to the economy and to the well-being of this country for, you know, the past decades, that it's important that we get them out of the shadows, get them legalized, and get them on a track towards citizenship if they choose to. We're not talking about, you know, a free pass. We're talking about fees and penalties that are associated with coming to this country without documents. But it's important that we acknowledge that they're here, they're working, they're supporting their families, and that they want to get on a track toward legalization. So those are our main three points. The last point I would mention is that we're really interested in and working towards family reunification. Right now, you know, families wait up to decades to get their loved ones from another country into the United States, and that is way too long for a family to wait to be together.
7:10, 10 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Kathy Montoya, program coordinator for the Emerging Latino Communities Initiative at the National Council for La Raza. How do you respond to the idea, though, that a guest worker program is setting up a two-tier type of situation where it leaves workers from Latin America and other countries to be able to come into the United States and be exploited by employers because they're not full-fledged citizens, so they're kind of in the nether world of a guest worker, and that they're open to those kinds of abuses because they're not legal United States citizens, so they can't, you know, really seek redress of grievance through the law.
Right. That's why a guest worker program has to be associated with some type of legalized visa. So, you know, if they come in with a guest worker visa, that entails a lot of the worker rights that the rest of us enjoy, and I think that's what we're aiming for, and that's what we're pushing for as well. We're not looking for another Bracero program. What we're really looking for is a guest worker program that incorporates all the worker rights that we enjoy as citizens of this country and that other legal permanent residents enjoy of this country. So we're not looking at a two-tiered system. We're looking at an equal playing field for immigrants as they come into this country so that they can come legally and do the work that employers need them to do here. But it has to include a lot of those worker rights that you've been talking about so that we don't have discrimination on the job place, that we don't have workers that are currently being exploited to continue being exploited. That's why it's important for us to have this guest worker program. There are millions and millions of workers here that are without documents that are being exploited every single day, and we want to bring them out of the shadows.
Now, you hear this every day. I hear this every day. As a matter of fact, I just had a caller a few minutes ago with this, that mainstreaming and that bringing the 11 to 12 million illegal aliens into the system, giving them a shot at citizenship, is amnesty. How do you respond to that?
Well, amnesty kind of, amnesty means forgiveness, and it means, you know, a free card, basically, a get-out-of-jail card, basically, right? And we're not talking about that. We're talking about those folks that we want to bring out of the shadows are going to have to go through a series of hoops in order to achieve the legalization and move towards citizenship as we all want them to do. We're including, you know, they have to be able to prove that they've paid taxes, that they've been a good, productive part of our society, that they're willing to learn English, and that they're going to have to pay some penalties and some fines, and they're going to have to get at the end of the line, not in the front of the line. So this isn't amnesty at all. This is a way, this is a realistic way that we can deal with the 11 million undocumented folks that are here and get them documented and let us know who's here. I think that's one of the most startling things that I hear from folks that oppose comprehensive immigration reform, is that they'd rather keep all these folks in the shadows. And I'd say for security, for the well-being of this country, it's important that we all know who's here and that all those folks who are here can move towards citizenship if they choose to.
You know, the Sensenbrenner bill, the House bill on illegal immigration, essentially takes the 11 to 12 million and turns them into felons, into criminals. What's your feelings about that?
Well, it's a totally unrealistic way of dealing with the situation, right? Criminalizing undocumented immigrants is just going to push them further into the shadows, right? So that it's going to be more difficult to find folks and to take care of them, essentially. So it's important that we don't criminalize undocumented immigrants. They haven't done anything but want to take care of their families, to make a better life for themselves, and also achieve that American dream that we've all been fortunate enough to at least have access to. These folks just want all those same things. And yes, they came into the country without documents, but we have to base all of our reforms on reality. And it's an economic question. The United States economy requires these workers, and it's important if they require them that we figure out a way to get them here legally, and we get those folks who are undocumented, get them on a track to legalization and citizenship. So criminalizing folks doesn't help the situation at all. It actually worsens it. And, you know, the other part of the Sensenbrenner bill basically criminalizes folks that help undocumented folks. So our organization is in jeopardy, if this were to become law, of, you know, of breaking the law just because we advocate and help undocumented immigrants as they move through the system.
Yeah, you give somebody, an illegal immigrant, a glass of water in the desert, and they could technically throw you in jail.
Exactly. And does that do any – I guess the real question is, does that move us anywhere near the direction of a more secure America, a more free America, and one that's prosperous in our economy? And I would venture to say that it does none of those things.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, the last thing I want to ask you, because I've been speculating on this for a couple of days on the air, and I think about it quite a bit. Why is this such an emotionally hot topic? I mean, this has been going on for years.
Mm-hmm.
Why has it suddenly become such an emotionally hot topic?
You know, I think that, you know, we've gone through several years of being afraid of undocumented immigrants, and to, you know, to blame a lot of our problems in America on those folks. And I think that that's why it's become such an emotional issue. I think a lot of folks that are opponents of immigration in general really view the pie of America to be a finite number of resources. And they're just divvying up the current pie that we have. So someone is always going to be left with a smaller piece, right? And we like to think of it as a pie that can continually expand, that we can make this pie as big as our dreams can make it. And that is why we need immigrants here. That's why immigrants come to the United States, because they believe that we can make this dream, this country, as prosperous as we want it to. And those folks that are against that really just don't see that broader picture of having a bigger pie for all of us to share in. So that's why I think we have such an emotional issue, because it's folks really just believe that it's a finite number of resources, and that's just as small as your brain wants it to be, I guess.
Well, there are people out there who are definitely scared. There's no question about that. Kathy, thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate you being on the program, and hope you'll come back on again.
Oh, thanks so much. I'd be happy to.
Okay, there's Kathy Montoya, Program Coordinator for the Emerging Latino Communities Initiative at the National Council for La Raza. 303-713-7600 if you want to jump on the phones and continue this discussion and continue what I talked about in the first hour, which is who's getting hurt most by this immigration debate, the Democrats or the Republicans? Who's getting hurt the most by it? And is it a diversion or is it a wedge issue? And is it a wedge issue that somehow, I guess, has backfired on the GOP? 717, 17 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Don Gilmore of Wheat Ridge. Don, we're still looking for you. You've got less than an hour now to call us to claim a great prize and become eligible to win our grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. Don Gilmore of Wheat Ridge, you said you were listening to AM 760 at this time, and we're looking for you, Don. So give us a buzz. 718, 18 after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are seeing some trouble this morning if you're coming out of the north end, southbound I-25, now loaded up, approaching 104th. Have an accident off to the left shoulder at 84th Avenue, adding to those jams. Once you get by that, stays heavy for your ride into downtown. Just getting word of a couple cars tangled up southbound I-25 at Yale, so that's also going to slow you down through T-Rex. Southbound 225, a little struggle for you with a crash at Iliff. And if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, looking at brake lights from Chardon on over. I-70 bunching up eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard and around town, dealing with the usual slow spots along Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike also seeing the usual slowing through Broomfield and Westminster. Under the forecast, a little cooler today, partly sunny skies, highs in the 651 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At the Home Depot, you can get special financing when you buy select, installed, Trane high-efficiency cooling and heating equipment. For more information or how to get your special financing, call 879-DEPOT today. That's 879-DEPOT. Visit HomeDepot.com for license numbers and details.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. Midas offers pads that are manufactured to the highest brake standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too, so no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help keep you safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake check, all for just $29.95. To Midas, nothing's more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra, subject to availability. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
Katie with her golden yellow hair.
Here.
Okay. Red-faced Nick caught in laundry chute.
Here.
Scruffy with his blue collar. My karate instructor.
Hey, yeah.
Whoa. Susan on the monster purple roller coaster. Nice to see you, too. Islander in the orange Jamaican sunset.
Yeah, man.
Hi. Uncle Jack running with the bulls at Pamplona.
Every photo in your scrapbook, present, accounted for, and more lifelike than ever. HP PhotoSmart portable photo printers, along with HP Vivera inks, give you bright, vivid color 4x6 photos and work with any digital camera to print whenever you're ready. Brilliant pictures, brilliantly simple. Call 1-800-HP-PHOTO or visit your local retailer. HP.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K.
Registration begins at $35. With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 high today, getting up to 69 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Partly sunny. Chance of some showers off and on today. Don Gilmore of Wheat Ridge. Don, we're still looking for you. You got less than an hour to call us to win a fabulous prize and get qualified to win that grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. Don Gilmore, we're still looking for you. Don Gilmore of Wheat Ridge. All right, it's a 7:22, 22 minutes after 7. We're talking about the immigration issue, as we've been talking about it all morning. And I'm asking, who do you think is getting hurt here worse, the Democrats or the Republicans over this? And also, is this the new wedge issue of the 2000? Or the year 2006, and because I don't see how it can be, considering the fact that it's not wedging very well, but it is dividing us up. It is pitting people against each other, and just your overall view of the situation, and whether you think it's a distraction. That's the other thing too, because I've had a couple of people say that in the first hour, and a couple of people send me emails about that, saying that, well, you know what, we're doing this every single day, and it's a distraction over everything else that's going on. Although polls now show that it shows up as the number third most discussed topic. The people are, there's immigration, the economy, and, of course, the war in Iraq. 303-713-7600, one line open. And let's go to Nick in Centennial. It's Rick, I'm sorry. Rick, that's my fault. Rick, go ahead, man. That's my fault. Sorry about that.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. I love your program, and I listen to you, and I listen to 760 all the time. But I just wanted to say, I've heard, and I think it's true, that Cesar Chavez, when he formed the United Farm Workers, was against illegal immigration because he wanted farm workers, and he formed the union, and he to get living wages. And now the United Farm Workers are defunct, and
no.
Yeah, well,
no, that's an urban myth, and I'm going to tell you something. There is a talk show host, and I'm not going to repeat this person's name, who has been spreading that story around for a long time. Now, you know what I did yesterday? Because I'm a bored guy and have nothing better to do, and I was talking to John Turk, who produces this show off the air, so I Googled the United Farm Workers. Go ahead and Google it and see what happens. They're very much alive. They have a very nice, well-produced website, and guess what their position is on this whole topic?
Go ahead. They
want comprehensive immigration reforms such as Kathy Montoya and La Raza.
Okay.
So that whole thing about them being defunct is a misinformed rumor that is being spread. And anybody can go check me out on this by just go Googling United Farm Workers and going to their union site.
Well, let me ask you another question. I guess I heard this was came out in the Federal Reserve said did some study and they said that middle class, I guess, is suffering because I guess we're worse off now than we were, 5 or 6, 7, 8 years ago, and I can see that. I can see people working, and prices going up, and and the savings rate is terrible, and then I hear like people. I'm not in the construction industry, but I that's another kind of thing that I think guys that are trying to make a living doing construction are really they're having a hard time making a living. And I guess just want to bring up, because we've talked about, I've heard Randy Rose talk about, where the middle class is going away, because I think this issue is just I know we can work for elevating the to a living wage, but to me this just plays right into the powers that be to make us all make the middle class go away, and then we're just going to have the rich and the poor, which are going to be a lot of undocumented aliens.
What's hurting the middle class in this country is not undocumented aliens. What's hurting the middle class in this country, what's hurting all of us, is the economic policies and the tax policies of this administration, and this administration squandering our precious resources and not leveling with the American people about doing it. I mean, I saw John Boehner on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, and he kept repeating the same Republican brand talking points over and over again. We're for smaller government. We're for less taxes. The Democrats will raise taxes. Blah, 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 on and on. And George Stephanopoulos didn't have the stones to say to him, but wait a minute, hold it a second. The size of government is bigger now than it's ever been, and you've been in charge. We have a huge deficit, and you've been in charge. I mean, he never, since when do you cut taxes in a time of war, and you've been in charge, and there's redistribution of the wealth upward in this society? That has nothing to do with a guy who's working in a restaurant who may be an illegal or an undocumented worker, or a guy who's living here and may own a business but may not be an American citizen. You know what? it's convenient to look at the 11 to 12 million that are here and to point them out and say, they're the bad people. They're the reason all this is going on. Let me tell you something. The reason that things are the way they are is because of the people who sit at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and who control Congress.
Well, I agree, Jay. And just one last thing. Do you think maybe we could get like your conversation with maybe somebody like Dick Lamb?
Yeah, we're trying to book him on.
On this issue. Because, yeah, okay. That's all. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, Rick. Take care. Yeah, that whole thing about the United Farm Workers, man, that's been going around for a long time. And that's just simply, you know, that's just simply not, it's just not not true. Well, let's go to LC in Denver. LC, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, I'd rather go after your guest if you have one, because I got a working man's platform I'd like to articulate and give it due honor.
You'd rather do what now?
Go after your guest. Your next guest might have a moment to articulate a working man's platform that we can unify behind.
Well, you got 2 minutes. I mean, what? How long is it going to take? 10, 20 minutes?
Five.
Well, you know, all right. Hang on. Ron in Wheat Ridge. Ron, go ahead.
I'll take those 2 minutes. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Ron. How are you?
Good, man. Hey, I got two quick things. One, who's going to lose the most? Definitely the Republicans. Why? Any Hispanic, anybody of those 40% that they allege voted for the Republicans and Bush in 2004, there's no, unless they have a brainwashed brain, Jane, they're coming over and they're going to vote. We're going to win in 2006. I'm telling you, that's a huge voting block that's going to come our way. And I think, and why, and I'll throw this out to all the listeners. I had a great talk this weekend with a friend of mine. If you make, and I'll just throw out, let's say $40,000 a year, and it could be anything in that vicinity. Why would you vote for Republican? Give me one reason. There's absolutely no reason whatsoever that they should do that. And I'll tell you what, I'm really excited. The lady that spoke, I was very impressed by her, the lady from La Raza.
Oh, Kathy Montoya?
Absolutely. And I think what she's saying is she's the first one that I've heard say that this pie can be envisioned as bigger. And what's happening on the R side is this fear. And the last thing I had, Jay, and then you can talk about it later if you want, but I remember as a kid, and probably when you were a kid, your mom would say, you know, the thing with the R's, what's happening here, they've lied so many times that if you lie so many times, you forget who you lied to. And then pretty soon you trip up on your lies. And this situation is just one of, like, there's six or eight other things that are being put on the side burner now because of the immigration. But I think the immigration's huge because the point I bring up is, this 11 million can lead to another 11 million, and without reform, what do we do then? And I think you've said that before.
Yeah, and every day that every minute the clock ticks, and every day it goes on.
Absolutely,
the situation is not fixed, and you're right about the lying. I mean, look how many people have heavy, heavy skepticism about the administration yesterday trying to cool out the rhetoric about Iran, when in reality people are saying, you know, yeah, we've heard this pitch from you before. And it turned out to be a lie. How do we know that you're not lying to us again?
Well, they are. They are, Jay. There's zero truth here. There's a lot of spin and zero truth. That's where I'm at.
Yep, I'm on the same page. Ron, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, buddy. Bye.
All right. It's coming up here on 7:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Mark Potok, director of the Intelligence Project at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Think all these people that are involved in the anti-immigration feelings about, oh, you know, round them up and send them back and let's build a wall and all that kind of stuff. Think that they're doing this because they care about America. Think there may be some fear and hate involved in this. Think there may be some racism involved in this. Mark Potok will talk about it coming up next here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. 7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. I've seen some trouble if you're coming out of the north end this morning. South on I-25, loaded up as you approach 104th. Took a crash off to the left shoulder at 84th Avenue, adding to those jams. And once you get past that, we're heavy across downtown. Do have a three-car crash now at 8th Avenue. South on 225, also seeing some trouble with a crash at Islip. That one's in the clearing stages. If you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, seeing a slow go from Sheridan on over. And I-70 bunched up in the usual spot, eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. Now around town, usual slowing for you on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike also bunching up eastbound from Federal over to Pecos, while westbounders starting to slow from McCaslin over towards Table Mesa. Now onto the forecast. It's going to be a little...
Ever notice that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen. Your time gets more valuable, And you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500. And subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Forest, AM 760, Progressive Talk has your chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica at the Crocodile Bay Lodge. Details on AM760.net.
Just Brakes.
Yes. Does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88? That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Join the Arapahoe County Democrats and Jay Marvin of AM 760's Progressive Talk Radio for their inaugural Pat Schroeder Dinner at the Radisson Hotel, I-225 and Parker on Friday, April 14th. For details, call 303-338-1202 or on the web at arapahodems.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
7:34, 34 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And, you know, I've been talking to you for a while about Icon Laser Center. I've been telling you for a while about how Icon Laser Center has been making LASIK safe and affordable for your little as $4.99 per eye. You know, some LASIK places in town want you to believe that in order to have safe LASIK surgery, you have to pay more. But that's not true. What they don't tell you is that their procedures cost more, not because they're better, but because of their own overhead and LASIK machine rental fees. And you see, Icon owns all of their own LASIK equipment, so there's less overhead, and they can pass on the savings to you. So don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. It's just not true. Visit Icon on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Regency Windows.
Hi, this is Dave Logan with good advice. Log on to bristolwindows.com to register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. That's bristolwindows.com.
Al Frank, and want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock high today. Getting up to 69, partly sunny, some showers. Good to have you along here on AM760, Progressive Talk. And you know what? We got ourselves a winner. Where is that, Don? Is he on? Oh, okay. Don Gilmore, have I got you?
Yeah, you got me.
Hey, Don, you know what? You've just become eligible to win the incredible eco trip to Costa Rica, courtesy of Crocodile Bay Lounge, Lodge. Your name is now in the drawing. And, Don, also, you heard your name, so you called, and here's your prize. Don, you've just won breakfast with Al Franken and me from AM 760 Progressive Talk.
That's great, Jay.
All right, Don. Hey, we're glad you're out there listening, man, and thanks so much for being part of AM 760 Progressive Talk. And my fingers are crossed that you win the Crocodile Bay Lodge trip, because I want somebody from this show to win. And, Don, hopefully the smell of winter is on you, pal.
Thanks a lot, Jay, and thanks for what you do.
Oh, Don, thanks so much. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. It's 7:36, 24 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. And let's go to Mark Potok. Mark Potok is Director of Intelligence Project at the Southern Poverty Law Center. And, Mark, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Let's talk about the anti-immigration movement here in the United States of America. There are extremists and there are racists involved in this movement. The question is, how many and how deep are they into this?
Well, that's a slightly tough question to answer. As you know, we've done quite a lot of research on this. And what I would say overall is, look, you know, what you can't say is that every person in America who's interested in restricting immigration is, you know, some kind of unrobed Klansman or neo-Nazi.
True.
That's clearly not true. On the other hand, you know, what our research has really shown that is that if you look at the leadership of the many groups out there, and in particular the groups that have sprung up in the last year or so, 40-plus groups, you really are looking at a batch of people, some of whom are bigots, some of whom are open racists, many of whom, the vast majority of whom, believe in a wacky conspiracy theory about Mexico secretly scheming with American Chicanos to recapture the Southwest for Mexico. And all of that mixed with a real fondness for heavy weaponry. So, you know, in our view, it's an extremely worrying situation. And, you know, some of the principal leaders are rather scary people. I'm thinking in particular of Chris Simcox, who was the original founder of the Minutemen, really the co-founder now of what had become a whole array of Minutemen groups. We wrote, I think, an important story about Simcox.
Yeah, talk a little bit about him.
Well, Simcox has gotten, in my view anyway, an extremely easy ride with the mainstream press. He's been treated as the representative of millions and millions of sort of aggrieved Americans and treated, taken seriously. We happen to look at a number of court files involving Simcox's divorce from his last wife. And the stuff in there is quite remarkable. And let me say, by way of predicate, that, you know, all things in all divorce files are not necessarily true. The difference in this case is that Simcox's ex-wife collected a number of tape recordings that Simcox left on their answering machine. And it shows, at least in my opinion, a guy who is virtually unhinged. I mean, basically what happened was that immediately after 9/11, he seemed to more or less lose his mind, or as his wife told the court, he had a mental lapse. And just to give listeners an idea of what I'm talking about, I mean, he left a message on his answering machine immediately after 9/11 saying he would return no calls, he would return calls only to those people who were able to recite the preamble to the Constitution on his answering machine.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it was really quite amazing. His wife testified that he had at one point taken a knife from their kitchen, threatened to kill himself. He broke furnitures and car windows. He allegedly slapped his four-year-old boy so hard that, you know, he left a mark on the child's face for several days. She talks about him mumbling to himself, staring at walls. And ultimately the court agreed, and I say that on the basis of the fact that they had shared custody of their son, and he lost that custody. He has no custody at all. The wife has gained complete custody based on this evidence, and this is all post 9/11 stuff. So, you know, I mean, some of what we found is just funny. I mean, as listeners may know, Simcox was arrested in January of 2003 for illegally carrying a .45 caliber weapon, a handgun, on federal lands illegally. He had with him when he was arrested, in addition to a police scanner, some walkie-talkies, a quote-unquote mission plan document, he also had a toy figure of Wyatt Earp on horseback.
Oh, jeez.
So, you know, I think people don't quite understand this. As I say, I feel that the media, the sort of mainstream media, has treated this movement, has taken it a lot more, or taken its leadership a lot more seriously than it deserves.
Now, this is the Minutemen we're talking about here.
The Minutemen, yeah, and as well as some of the other groups, groups like California Coalition for Immigration Reform, which is a real-life hate group headed by an absolutely frightening woman named Barbara Coe.
Her name comes up in a lot of things, Barbara Coe, doesn't it?
That is because Coe was one of the principal movers behind Proposition 187 in California in the mid-90s. Which was similar to the recent proposition passed in Arizona, essentially attempted to deprive undocumented workers of a whole array of social services. What turned out was unconstitutional. I mean, it attempted to deny things like medical care in many instances. But in any case, Coe was a real player in that, and again, in my view, was not recognized for the bona fide extremist she really is.
Can you give us some examples of some of her extremism?
Yeah, listen to these are the kinds of things she says. She said this quite recently, actually last May, at one of the Minuteman-inspired kind of gatherings, this one in Las Vegas. She says, "We're suffering robbery, rape, and murder of law-abiding citizens at the hands of illegal barbarians who are cutting off heads and appendages of blind, white, disabled gringos." Now, you know, where that comes from, I mean, it sounds like, you know, a bad LSD trip or something.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know what appendages she's speaking of, but one shudders to think. This is a woman who, for years and years and years, has found it extremely difficult to get the word Mexican out of her mouth. Instead, she refers, and I mean entirely routinely, to Mexicans as quote-unquote savages. I mean, the real point about a person like Barbara Coe is she describes, you know, every single undocumented worker, every single illegal alien as someone who is coming to, sort of rape our daughters, murder our parents, and otherwise lay waste to our society. I mean, she's really quite awful.
Isn't she a big supporter of Tom Tancredo's?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, we were at a meeting in which she gave an award to Tancredo. This was a lobbying trip some years ago organized to Washington to lobby Tancredo and similarly minded congressmen. You know, in some ways, when we talk about this movement, I mean, I think Tancredo is, while not as perhaps openly nutty, well, he's fairly nutty, I mean, talking about bombing Mecca and so on, as some of the others, this is a man who is in a position of real power. I mean, he's not Barbara Coe. He's not some sort of aging ex-hippie, Chris Simcox, you know, running a little militia in Arizona. The man is a congressman, representing a large district in the United States, and yet he is able to say, apparently without being repudiated by his party and colleagues, things like, illegal aliens are coming here to kill me and kill you and kill our families. I guess I just find that,
over the
mind-numbing sort. Well, I mean, it's describing hundreds of thousands of people as killers, not to mention the 11 million or whatever the precise number is who are already here. And it just seems to me an incredible defamation of an absolutely massive group of people and a clearly false one. There may be one or two Mexican people coming here to kill me or to kill you, although I rather doubt it. But there are certainly not, that's certainly not the intent of, hundreds of thousands of people who are obviously coming here to work.
You know, and you're right about that, too. He does get a pass in the mainstream media because nobody ever holds him accountable for those statements.
Well, I think before 9/11, he was generally seen as a nut outside of Colorado, outside of his district. His Congressional Immigration Reform Caucus was tiny, as I remember, it was about half a dozen people. But, of course, after 9/11, the chemistry changed. And now he's got something like 80 people in his, formerly seen as extremist caucus. So it really is something. You know, I think something else bears saying in all of this, one thing to remember, we were talking about sort of the coverage of the anti-immigration movement, is that, although there really has been, this is a movement that's kind of spread like wildfire, like a prairie fire in the last year or so. Nevertheless, when you look at the anti-illegal alien demonstrations or anti-undocumented work or whatever you want to call it, they have been quite small. Typically, we've seen 20 to 50 people at the most in scattered small demonstrations, some of them, of course, very ugly demonstrations where they gather, day laborer sites and so on and scream ugly things at the workers. The comparison, of course, is in the last month we have seen, including yesterday, and a series of absolutely massive marches. Two of those marches involved over 500,000 people. Yesterday, there were at least a few hundred thousand people on the streets. So, this has really, I think, changed the whole look of the thing. And, where it goes from here exactly, I don't know. But clearly, the bulk of the Republican Party, I think, is being driven away from Tancredo's position. I think they're very, I read people like Lindsey Graham this morning in the paper talking about how, any Republican who ignores this massive group of people out there, people who are essentially pro-immigrant, some undocumented, many not, many are documented, is a fool, and will pay the price at the end. And, that's coming from a very, very conservative Republican. So I think this whole issue is, first of all, it's obviously splitting the Republican Party in quite an interesting way, and at a time when the party is obviously in trouble because of the many problems of the administration.
All right, people want to find out more information about this extremism and of course, also about your organization. Plug your website.
Well, I would urge people to take a look at this particular series of articles we did, www.intelligencereport.com. .org, not .com, but .org, will bring you right to the magazine of the Southern Poverty Law Center that I edit, the Intelligence Report. In the very latest issue, the cover story is called The Nativists, and there are about 25 profiles of anti-immigration leaders. And I think they really are quite a part, you know, people who have strong feelings about immigration may find some of the things I'm saying, you know, they may not believe them and so on, and feel that I'm pillorying these people because I don't like what they stand for. And I'd really urge people to actually go and read these profiles. I think the people are, you know, they're certainly not in all instances racists, but many of them are terrifyingly crazy. You know, Simcox is perhaps an example of that, but there are quite a few others. You know, I think of a woman named Lupe Moreno, who's a Hispanic woman in California. And, you know, what she says about illegal aliens is just quite amazing. And I think can't be quite captured on the radio. I think people ought to take a read.
All right. Hey, Mark, thank you. Thanks for being on the program again. Really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, too.
You bet. There's Mark Potok. He is the director of the Intelligence Report at the Southern Poverty Law Center, and you can check them out on the Internet at splcenter.org. It's 7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here, 303-713-7600 if you want to comment on my conversation with him or anything else having to do with the immigration debate here, because it just has consumed the entire news media. You're more than welcome to do it. 7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. And don't forget to sign up to get in the drawing for that eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at am760.net. Yep, you betcha. You betcha, betcha, betcha. We got a winner again this morning. A winner again this morning. Don Gilmore of Wheat Ridge. Don's off to breakfast with Al Franken and myself. And you know what? There's no reason why you can't be a winner. And Don's now eligible to win that trip to Costa Rica.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice, like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly, foundation to roof, with the kind of quality you only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Then after the game, stay tuned to the Locker Room Report, hosted by Kyle Keefe and Joe Brown. Avs and Altitude on Comcast Channel 25.
Al Franken.
No, we're thrilled to have them because a lot of Republicans also want clean air.
Because there's something in the air.
Believe it or not.
Well, and Al,
Republicans breathe too. They just don't fart.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that they don't breathe just fart, but that's not true.
The Al Franken Show, weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive.
Regency Window.
Regency Window.
Do what I did. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. This is Dave Logan. For a limited time, buy two windows and get the third one free. Call 303-233-0833.
Thermal Advantage Siding Program is about to end. If you have not called, you're about to miss out. Call now and never have to paint your house again. Call 303-487-6880. That's 303-487-6880.
7:51, 9 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos with another fantastic hour of summer buying power for you. Rocky's Autos now open between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, so you get an extra hour. And if you come a little bit after 9, they'll take care of you, and things will be absolutely fine. Rocky's Autos with the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. And right now, their matching down incentive is going on up to $1,500. So you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and then what ends up happening is you got $3,000 to put down. And same thing if you got 500, they'll put down 5. You got 1,000, 1,000, put down 1,000, they got 2,000, and you got 2,000. And they have got virtually everything you can think of on the lot. Great-looking automobiles. And every vehicle is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Plus, they'll show you Carfax. Now, Carfax will tell you everything you need to know about a vehicle. And many dealerships tack that charge on when they sell you a car. But at Rockies, they'll show you Carfax, and they'll do it absolutely free. Good people working out there, too. See my friends, the Alshire Brothers, or just any of the folks out of Rockies. There's over 100 of them. They're dedicated to making sure that your buying experience is absolutely the best. Mary and I have shopped there. We send our friends there, and I want to send you there, too. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. You can see their business philosophy, their TV commercials, and look at the inventory and even pre-qualify for a car loan. Or go see them in person. Rockies Autos. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of Boulder Turnpike. Can't say enough about the folks at Rockies Autos, because they really, really are good people. And now is the time to save with that matching down incentive. So we'll see you at Rockies.
Emergency response.
I don't know how fucking event.
You fell down a well.
No, my head.
Your head?
It's stuck.
It's stuck?
In a vase.
A vase? Listen, this line is for real emergencies, not pranks.
Things can get pretty ugly when you're bored after school. In an after-school program, you can find something way better to do, like hoops, soccer, painting, even field trips. Check out afterschoolscene.com. It's more fun than getting your head stuck in a vase. Brought to you by the After School Alliance, the Mott Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Young man, you don't have to feel down. I say, woman, call Applebee's in your town. Take your seat and you can wear your nightgown. There's no need to be so hungry. Car size to go. You know it's Applebee's. Car size to go. With a leave in your car, you can pick up your meal. Great food fast and let your tires squeal.
At participating locations.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, this is it. So this month, why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
This is Ed Schultz. Find out how to win a dinner with me and Jay Marvin. Go to AM760.net right now and sign up to win some great prizes from AM760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, you can do it. You can win. You can win just like Don Gilmore did. So go to AM760.net and sign up. 7:55, 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Coming up after 8 o'clock, former Congresswoman Patricia Schroeder. And high today, 69, partly sunny with showers. And we just, once again today, talking on and off all day about immigration, although we'll talk to Congresswoman Schroeder about a lot of things, including the presidential leak and Iraq and many other things. Let's go to Brandon in Denver. Brandon, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man, there's only one problem I have with first, man. And last year, we caught a hot one from a guy from Mexico. He shot two of our police officers and then ran off to Mexico to avoid the death penalty. His friends and family helped him get there. They didn't support our system. They didn't want to be a part of our system. They wanted to help their family member escape justice. And every red-blooded American is going to have a problem with that, man.
Okay, well, let me see if I can ferret this out. So, in other words, what you would be attempting to do here is you'd be attempting to lump in 11 to 12 million people with the example of one guy and his family in Denver, Colorado. You know, there's a guy by the name of Entwistle. I don't know if you know his name or not. He's British and has been extradited to the United States. He's getting ready to stand trial for killing his wife and his child. Tragic story. That would be like turning around and saying, well, all English males kill their families because Entwistle did it. Okay. I mean, there are American citizens.
Hang on, let me finish.
There are American citizens who also kill police officers.
Right, and we give them the death penalty.
Not all the time.
We just went through a whole case where a lady was with a guy who killed a police officer.
Yeah, that's Lisa Allman.
And originally she got the death penalty.
That's Lisa Allman. She got life in prison.
And
but the point is, regardless of whatever the case is, your argument, you know, your argument, while your concern is in the right direction, your argument doesn't hold water if you try to take one example and hang it on 11 to 12 million people. I mean, common sense dictates that what you're saying here doesn't wash.
Well, Jay, I have to protect my police officers, and I support them.
Well, then what are you going to, you know, I support, what are you saying, that those of us who or myself, who I object to your example, because I think it's stereotyping. Are you saying that I don't support the police? Many of my close friends are police officers, both here in this city and also in other cities, and nobody has supported the police as much as I do. So don't try to run that baby buggy down that track, because it won't work. Simply won't work. Back it up, pal. And I'm going to tell you something. A police officer that I knew who was killed in this town, okay, by the name of Bruce Vanderjack, you know something? The guy who shot him was an American. Thank you for the call. As a matter of fact, he lived right here in the Denver. I believe it was Matthias Yannick. So, you know, don't get into this whole thing about immigrants are coming over here to kill police officers. You know, that just doesn't work. All right, we'll talk to Congresswoman Patricia Schroeder coming up here right after 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I love hearing from satisfied customers who know the herbs in Kaido Gold really work.
I lost 57 pounds.
Was it difficult?
There was nothing to it.
Well, I started out at 240. Now I'm at 190. As soon as I started taking them, I started losing weight.
I'm Tom Martino with this special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
I didn't change my diet at all.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
Kid Rock brings the party back to Denver.
Are you ready?
Kid Rock. April 20th, live in the Lecture Hall at Colorado Convention Center.
Cowboy, badass, Billy Kid Rock and Roll Stomp that'll blow your mind.
I feel like Jackson, Mississippi.
April 20th, live from the Lecture Hall at Colorado Convention Center. Grab tickets now. On sale at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com, or call 303-830-TIXS.
If it's gonna be big and it's gonna be bad, it's gotta be Kid Rock.
Look for his new CD, Live Trucker, in stores now.
Entwistle's charged with murdering his wife and infant daughter last January. Defense attorney Elliot Weinstein said he doesn't think Entwistle can get a fair shake in Boston.
It is impossible, absolutely impossible, for Neil Entwistle to receive a fair trial by jurors who are not biased against him.
In Houston, former Enron CEO Jeff Skilling's back on the stand. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
He wants to continue to tell jurors that Enron's financial status was good right up until the end, and that there was no reason for him to believe that there was any fraud afoot. That's the heart of the defense, and the more that message hits home, the better it is for both Skilling and Ken Lay.
And Skilling has just told the jury he never had a single conversation with anyone at Enron to devise a scheme to break the law. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators have gotten the country's attention. But will they get the immigration reforms they want? CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant.
The president will push Congress for another immigration bill when it returns. They'll take another whack at it. But his approval rating in our latest poll is down at 37%, which will make it difficult for him to get them to listen. And the politics of this are vicious, so there could very well be no new law at all.
Defense lawyers say DNA tests have failed to link Duke University lacrosse players to the alleged rape of an exotic dancer. But Durham, North Carolina District Attorney Mike Nifong tells CBS's Trish Regan that case is far from over.
So you intend on moving forward?
I intend to do exactly what I've been doing the whole time. If that's what you define as moving forward, then yes.
A European space probe that reached orbit around the planet Venus a few hours ago is sending signals to controllers in Darmstadt, Germany. Project manager Don McCoy and his team couldn't be happy.
It was a fantastic today. I think it's a credit to the people that were involved, industry, who have built a satellite which worked perfectly the whole time.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up about 11 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down about 3. This is CBS News.
Sam's Club knows that behind every small business, there is a dream.
I dreamed of being on the lake. Now I have a canoe rental business.
My dream was being able to take care of children. Now I have my own preschool.
Every year, small businesses account for more than 40% of private sales in America. And every year during National Small Business Week, Sam's Club honors small business owners with an appreciation breakfast. Join us Wednesday, April 12th from 7 to 10 a.m. Let us show you how Sam's Club can help with your dream. Sam's Club, in business for small business.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score with enrollment and triple advantage at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. An early morning explosion Monday at Longmont Ford.
A gentleman was cleaning a floor using a volatile cleaner, and the fumes from the cleaner hit the hot water heater and caused a small explosion.
That man was hurt. No word on his condition. The fire actually put out by fire sprinklers in the building, limiting damage to a small closet. Investigators trying to determine how an 18-year-old University of Colorado student died. Authorities have identified the student as Jesse Gomez of Lakewood. He was found dead in his dorm room on the Boulder campus Sunday. Lieutenant Tim McGraw says an autopsy has been completed.
There wasn't any trauma that was visible to the student. The cause of death has yet been determined, and the coroner is going to await toxicology reports to come back. Some of those may take a matter of weeks.
Campus police say it doesn't appear that his death was a suicide. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Tim. A tough ride for southbound I-25 this morning. Now have a motorcycle accident southbound I-25. It's off to the shoulder at 136. Once you get past that, stays heavy for your drive into downtown. Also have another accident working now southbound I-25 at Colorado Boulevard. That's going to add to your jams through T-Rex. Southbound 225, we're bunching up from Parker Road on down in Littleton, eastbound C-470. Now seeing a slow go between Lucent and University. And around town, we're busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden. Turnpike a little sluggish westbound from McCaslin to Table Mesa. Eastbound is slow from Federal on over. And off the highways, do have an injury accident working on Broadway just past Bellevue. On to the forecast, partly sunny skies today, a little cooler with highs in the 60s. We're at 52 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For steakhouse quality beef without the steakhouse price, head to King Soopers. Nobody has a better selection.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party hardy, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner, then a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The National Trade Organization of the U.S. Book Publishing Industry, Mrs. Schroeder left Congress undefeated in 1996 after representing Colorado's 1st Congressional District here in Denver and in the United States House of Representatives for 24 years. And for a brief period of time in 1986, she was considering running for the presidency, but withdrew due to a lack of funds. The fact that she ranked third in the Time magazine poll, says a lot. And I'm kind of sorry that she didn't run. And Congresswoman Schroeder, good morning and welcome to the program.
Well, good morning. And it's wonderful to have progressive talk in Denver. It's great.
Well, it's nice to have you be on here and be a part of it. Yeah. Let's talk about some of the issues at hand. And some of the hot button issues that are going on, and you know one of them is, without me having to tell you, but I'm going to ask you about it anyway, and that's immigration. And this problem has been going on for a long, long time. It certainly was going on when you were in office, and it continues now in 2006, and it's become very, very heated. How do you see this? How do you see the question of illegal immigration and what we should do about it?
Well, you know, it's funny because I just came from doing a TV show about this, and there were two of my former colleagues there, and we were all saying, it's like nothing has happened since we left. You know, it's the same old argument. Here's what I think is the real problem. Once again, this administration's tried to do everything on the cheap, and they have never properly funded the Border Patrol. There was a time, and I'm not sure if this is still true, but at one time, there were more Capitol Hill policemen than there were border patrolmen. So when you think of the Canadian border and the Texas border, that's huge. So, you know, if you're on the other side of the border, you think, well, gee, you know, if they're not really patrolling it, they probably really don't care very much. Why not come on up? Mm. So a lot of them did. And they've made their homes here, and they've invested here, and they work here, and so forth. And then all of a sudden, you see the House of Representatives passing a bill saying, you know, we're going to make it a felony if you even help these people. You know, if you hire these people, if you feed these people, if you do anything for these people. And so this is, once again, a really mixed message. Most countries, if they're going to get really uptight about immigration, then what they do is they protect their borders. And we have tried not to do that, but then try and get really tough with the law. And it just is such a mixed message, and I understand why people who are here are just like, wait a minute, what's this about all of a sudden? So, you know, it's fascinating. Plus, as you well know, Washington never really thinks about our part of the country. It's like they've suddenly discovered Hispanics.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, yeah, right. And it's not just Hispanics. It's all sorts of people, but it is really interesting. They're like babies discovering their hands. Oh, you know, there are all these people here. Really? How did this happen? And so forth. So the other thing I find so amazing, too, is that they cannot organize to even get a compromise out. The House bill is atrocious. And then the Senate, you know, gets a compromise together, and they can't deliver enough votes to pass it. So even if they did pass it, they'd have to try and compromise with the House, so it would be much worse, because they'd have to give on some stuff. So they've got themselves in a real box right now. And, of course, they did what they normally do. They adjourned and went home.
What do you think the answer to this is? I mean, of course, stricter enforcement, you know, the border, guarding the border. But what do you do about the 11 to 12 million undocumented workers or illegal immigrants, whatever you choose to call them, that are already here?
Well, I mean, I can't imagine that we have the wherewithal and the ability to round them all up and send them back. I mean, that's a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
And many of them have been here many years, and they have families here, and they pay taxes here. Maybe their children are legitimate American citizens. So you're going to do family breakups? What are you going to do? I think you've got to find a way that, I mean, we tried to do this once before, and then they never funded border security. You got to do several things. You got to find a way that these folks can work to become legitimate citizens. And then if you say you don't want to do this anymore, then you better bloody well enforce the Border Patrol. I don't know what's happened to all of this national security money that they've funded, you know, billions and billions. But people say, well, it didn't go to the ports, and it didn't go to this, and it didn't go to that, and it clearly didn't go to the border. So, I mean, you can say, okay, from now forward, we're going to do this. But in the interim, while you were asleep, people came on up because they assumed it was perfectly all right.
Hey, 12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Patricia Schroeder, former Congresswoman Patricia Schroeder on the line with us. Let's talk about Iraq. Let's talk about the
now there's a problem.
Yeah, the mess we're in Iraq and this president's policy and how there just doesn't seem to be any kind of strategy to do anything here on the part of the administration.
Well, that's the whole issue. I mean, what is the policy? People are still trying to figure that out, including him, I think. He keeps talking about how optimistic he is and how things are really good, and it's just the media reporting the bad. However, the reports internally coming out of his very own administration are saying, basically, outside of the Kurdish area in the north, nothing's stable. So that does not sound like a big positive upbeat to me. It is a very serious problem because we have, first of all, alienated the world by going in there. And what used to just be isolated pockets of anti-Americanism, it's now rampant everywhere. And we really cannot go it alone in the future, all these places. So somehow, if I were him, and this will never happen, I think he's got to go to the world community and do kind of a mea culpa, but say, but we're there. And now we got to do damage limitation.
But he's never going to do that.
And he's never going to do that. It takes a very big man to do that. And I think we're seeing a very small man who is still insisting it was the right choice, he's done the right thing, and it's just the media who's reporting it incorrectly. But somehow you've got to get the world community helping us figure out how we extricate ourselves from this. You know, everybody thinks it's a civil war except the administration. I don't know what you do with American troops in the middle of a civil war. It is very clear that we took the administration from one Muslim sect and gave it to another. So why would we not be surprised that that starts a civil war? The whole bit about we're going to wait till the country is strong enough to run it, I'm not sure I'm going to live that long.
Yeah, I have the same feeling.
Yeah, and so... You know, the bromides that we keep hearing from them, when you really think about it, you think, wait a minute. We've been there 3 years now. What is this? We're going to wait. I do think the Democrats who we're talking about, you've really got to put down some firm guidelines, is probably right. Because otherwise, there's no pressure to really get their act together.
Would a timetable be wrong?
I don't think a timetable's wrong at all. I think you've got to put some pressure on them to get their act together, or otherwise it just goes on and on and on. And you just see, this is really about power. Let's be honest. Every group wants the power. They want to be in charge, and they want to be running the place. So let's figure out how you're going to do that. The other part they don't seem to want to understand is it's got to be a one that honors minority rights, or you're clearly going to have three countries. I mean, everybody has said that Iraq is not a country. It's really three areas cobbled together, and it's very clear that the cobbling is not holding at the moment. So all the things that you could do, I don't see them doing, and I think we're just going to be continually force-fed bromides by the president that really, everything's wonderful. We should just trust him. And meanwhile, it spirals downward.
And now he's talking about Iran.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
You know, I mean, now he's talking about Iran, and he's basically, in my opinion, going through the same pattern with Iran that he went through with Iraq, which is like, well, we're trying diplomacy, blah, blah, blah. But meanwhile, of course, we're drawing up targets on the table.
What about that wonderful general from the Pentagon, the three-star that resigned because he just said he couldn't take it, you know?
Yeah.
I think he's absolutely right. He says the only people who do this are people who've never been in war, don't understand, and so forth. Well, that's what we've got. I mean, Cheney and Bush have never really been in a war. And, you know, there's just this chest-beating macho stuff going on, and the rest of the world's panicked. I mean, look at the reactions to, you're going to use nukes in Iran?
I know it.
So I wish I could find some way magically that they could wake up some morning and say, oh, you know, we may be on the wrong way. Maybe we should do this. But I just don't think they ever will. I don't think it's in their constitution.
Well, maybe we can halfway stop them in November.
Well, that's right.
With a little bit of luck. This will put you on the spot a little bit. And then I want to talk about the dinner that's coming up. But this will put you on the spot a little bit. Think he's the worst president in your lifetime? I think he's the worst in mine.
No, he is. It doesn't put me on the spot at all. He is. I mean, look. I came in when Richard Nixon was there, and Richard Nixon did some bad things, but you know what? He was competent. He had competent people around him. Kissinger did some marvelous, you know, peace shuttling back and forth and negotiated all sorts of complex things.
Right.
And it was a tough time because a lot of the world didn't like us because of the Vietnam War, but he also decided that he would recognize China. He did all sorts of things. That, you know, I respected. And so this president seems to be very, well, first of all, at the competency level. You know, you have all these people in government who really don't believe in government. So the question is, so why are they there? And they don't take it very seriously, and it seems like we're just wasting billions of dollars. And then what happens is it feeds a lot of people. I'm sure you hear them on your show. I hear these people saying, well, see, Katrina just proves the government can't do anything, so
right.
Why should we pay taxes? And you say, well, you know, that's baloney. We had all of those floods in the Midwest, and we had a FEMA then, and guess what? It worked. You know, it's that if you have a bunch of incompetence running it, government can't do anything, but you need people who really care. And who are competent and know how to do something. And, of course, the Iraq thing is similar to that, too. I mean, this whole bit about thinking they were just going to buzz in there and it was going to be like a five-day war and we'd be welcomed and the oil revenues would fund it all. And oh, my God.
Yeah, see, I think he's doing the same thing. I mean, back again to Iran here, and we're beginning to run out of time, but back again to Iran. I think he's doing the same thing with Iran, that the pretext there is that they have a nuclear program or are going to have one or they're you know, close to getting a bomb, when in reality what this administration really wants to do is change the regime.
Right.
So they got another pretext boiling around, and now we'll have to see if the American people, you know, with his low poll numbers, we'll have to see if, you know, the American people buy this or if he's just going to go ahead and do it, try to get it done anyway.
Right, because, I mean, we also know North Korea has a bomb, but somehow he doesn't seem to be as offended by that regime. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. Let's talk a little bit about this dinner that's coming up this Friday night, and Mary and I are going and we're excited about it. How did this happen? How did this come about?
Well, they were just nice enough to invite me. So I was said, hey, I'm coming, you know. Anything to get to come to Colorado, that sounds great. So I'm very excited about it. And in Arapahoe County, I think that's wonderful because, you know, when I was around most of the time, Arapahoe County, you could have a Democratic meeting, you know, in a phone booth. So I'm glad that they think there's enough people we can have a dinner. Now, it may be a small dinner, but, you know, it's a beginning.
It'll be a pretty big dinner. And you're going to speak there, of course?
Yes, of course.
Oh, I can't wait.
I mean, I'm a recovering politician in the 12-step program, so I'm not totally through the program yet. I'll still speak.
We wish you would return to being a politician. Congresswoman Schroeder, thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you on Friday night. Thanks for being on the show, and hope we can have you back on again.
Anytime. I'd love to talk to you. I'm just so glad you're there, and I'll look forward to seeing you.
Oh, yeah. Hope to meet you personally.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Bye.
All right. There's Congresswoman Patricia Schroeder, and if you want to go to this dinner this Friday night, Mary and I are going to be there. It's going to be great. Go to ArapahoeDems.org for information on the dinner. That's ArapahoeDems.org, and it should be a good time for all, because I'll tell you something, and I've said this a million times, I'll say it again. Whenever we have to go to these things, I always, I don't want to dress up, and, you know, and Mary listens to me mule and puke for about 2 or 3 hours. But once I get there, there is nothing like being with other Democrats. And all of these dinners that Mary and I have gone to, every one of them, all of the people have been great. They really have been great. It's just a great time to be had by all. 821, 21 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sign up now to get in the drawing for that eco trip to Costa Rica. Go to am760.net. We got a winner again this morning, Don Gilmore. You know what? If you haven't signed up, I mean, we're giving all the stuff away, and you're just sitting by. So, you know what? Get up off your half moons and partake. Because I want to send somebody.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused. Flexible. Friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
Log on to AM760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM760 Progressive Talk.
826, 26 minutes after 8. Good morning, AM760 Progressive Talk. High today, 69, sunny with showers. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. I'll try to squeeze in some calls here. We're going to talk to Lisa Graves of the ACLU about the Patriot Act and also about the NSA spying situation. And then we got Jameson Fosher coming up at 9 o'clock. My all-time favorite feature about looking at the right-wing media. And let me go to Peggy, who's been hanging on in Aurora. Peggy, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good, Peg. How about yourself?
I'm doing real good. Listen, I had a couple comments, but I understand you're just squeezing me in.
Well, I just go ahead. Reel them off. You've got plenty of time.
My first thing is that as far as Iran, Iraq, and all of those places are concerned, those places have been in civil war for thousands of years. If we leave, they're still going to be in civil war, no matter what we do. And so getting out of there is probably the best thing we can do. As far as they're concerned, they'll figure it out. The second thing is if we go and do something as stupid as dropping a nuclear bomb anywhere on Iran, then we will be worse than Hitler. And I remember the guy who was gave the speech at one of the high schools, and he was chided and almost...
Oh, you're talking about Jay Benish.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, but it didn't take long for people to figure out Hitler was an arrogant... I can't say the other word on the radio, but you know what I mean.
Well, I don't know if, you know, we would be considered as bad as Hitler. Here's what I think we would be considered. We would be considered... we would be considered aggressors, total idiots, fools, because here's what's going to happen. This, you know, in a capsule, this is the problem. This is the problem with the whole mess. Even our ambassador over there, Khalilzad, is starting to warn that this strife that's going on there between the Shiites and the Sunnis, these problems that are going on could spread and destabilize the rest of the Middle East. So essentially, what's going on here is the Bush administration's grand plan to bring democracy and stabilization to the Middle East has basically backfired and blown up on all of us, and now we're stuck with his mess, and we've got this guy in charge who doesn't know how to clean the mess up.
You're correct.
You know, I mean, he doesn't...
And so instead of cleaning it up, he wants to bomb it.
Well, he's going to make it worse. So, you know what? Now what's going to happen is any scintilla... of any kind of friendliness or understanding on the part of the Arab world would evaporate if we bomb Iran. That would be number one. Number two, the Iranian people may be at a point or could be at a point down the road or somewhere down the road where they could be unhappy with their government and they could want to change. It's a very repressive society. And what this administration is doing is this administration is once again setting up this game with us. The reason to go there, the reason to drop the bombs would be because Iran cannot have a nuclear program, nor can they have a nuclear weapon. But the real reason they want to go, and the real reason they want to do it, is because they want to change the regime in Tehran, which is exactly the same BS they gave us about Iraq, which Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and then it became about regime change.
Right. Because there were no weapons of mass destruction other than Bush.
That's exactly right. So now they're playing, they're tap dancing and playing this same game with us. But here's the key question. Here's the thing everybody has to think about. The president's poll numbers are down again in yet another poll. The CBS poll, I believe it is. Will the American, and I asked a caller this yesterday, will the American public, and certainly not the listeners of this radio station, but will the American public at large, will they stand to have the same game played on them again, or will they send the administration a clear, loud message that they don't want to go down this road?
I think that the American public will send a loud, clear message. Our problem is that we've given the president a wide berth on what he can do for how long without having to go to Congress. Congress actually has the only authority to declare war. And
well, he would need more legislative help to be able to get into it with Iran.
Exactly, but
and the question is could he, okay, before I run out of time here, question is could he get it
from Congress? No.
See,
not at this point in time.
You know, see, I don't
think any Republican I don't think that the Republicans, with the ratings that Bush has now and the fact that he is a lame duck, an arrogant lame duck, but he's a lame duck. I don't think that the Republicans would go for it at this point in time, not with that many people in their constituencies saying forget it.
Oh, I don't think so either. Peggy, thank you. Appreciate the call. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
It's 8:31, 29 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Coming up, we're going to talk to Lisa Graves. Right now, though, on AM 760 Progressive Talk, we'll get some progressive traffic from Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are struggling this morning southbound I-25, seeing one problem after another. We're running heavy coming out of Thornton Northland and then jammed up again from I-76 because of this multi-car crash now involving a bus that's sitting just after 6th Avenue. That's tying up the right lane and shoulder. Once you get past that, expect slow go down to Colorado Boulevard. And we're also seeing some trouble eastbound 6th Avenue have a crash working approaching Federal. Southbound 225, seeing the usual slowing for Parker Road into the Tech Center and around town. Things are busy on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Eastbound on the Turnpike now seeing some trouble. A four-car crash tying up the center lane just past Broadway. It's causing some heavy slowing for you. On to the forecast, partly sunny skies today, a little cooler with highs in the 60s. We're at 52 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota service.
A man gives a woman flowers. What does this mean? He loves me? He's up to something. You each experience a different reaction based on your history. Your beliefs determine how you respond. Your beliefs also determine how you respond to customers, clients, or patients. Let the Impact Institute align your people's beliefs with the goals of the company. The Impact Institute at impactinst.com. Visit for a free gift. Creating impact through people. One person at a time.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Now, too, up to $1,500. So if you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down. It's like having $3,000 down. Or put $1,000 down, and they'll put $1,000 down. It's like having $2,000 down. Or put $500 down, and they'll put $500 down. And it's like having $1,000 down. And Rockies has got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. You know what? Here's the bottom line about Rockies. There's a lot of places that you can buy a vehicle. The media and the airwaves are filled with people trying to get you to buy cars. But there's very few places that I know of that you can go and get good bang for your buck, plus deal with people who are honest, open, and do care about you. There's over 100 employees there, and they're dedicated. It's their job full-time to make sure that your buying experience is a good one. Mary and I have been dealing with Rockies since the middle 90s, since about 1996. And you know what? We bought numerous cars there, sent our friends there, and have had nothing but great deals at Rockies. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. So that's almost 25 years in the business. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. See their TV commercials and also read their business philosophy. Check out their inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Or do what I always do, which is go out there and see them in person. They're located at 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of Boulder Turnpike. I'll see you at Rockies.
Do you long for a sense of the sacred? At North Presbyterian Church, 37th and Federal, we seek the Spirit in all of creation, each human encounter, and everyday events. Come join us in the search. Multicultural worship, 10:30 Sundays, 37th and Federal, Denver.
It's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 836. 36 minutes past the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 69. You know what? And I know better than this. I took a couple of sips of a Diet Coke this morning. I've been coughing ever since. You know, but their water, the water in the machine today was all sold out, so there's no water to drink. So I've been stumbling through the whole morning with this. I'm going to throw this stuff out. All right, let's get down to business here. Lisa Graves is with us, one of my favorite people from my favorite organization, the ACLU. They've been holding town hall meetings on the Bush administration's NSA spying program. There's one going on tonight at the Denver, Colorado History Museum at 7 o'clock. Lisa will be there. Also, Gary Hart. Former Senator Gary Hart. Who else, Lisa, will be there?
Dottie Lamb will be the moderator, and Bruce Fine, who was an official in the Reagan administration who has called for censure of President Bush for this NSA spying, he'll be there also.
Boy, have we got like 5 hours about this administration? Have we got like 5 hours? What? Where does it stand right now with the whole NSA situation? It seems to have kind of disappeared off the papers and is kind of stalled out. But there is legal action pending, is there not?
Well, the ACLU has filed suit in the U.S. District Court in Michigan challenging the NSA spying program. We have conservatives and progressives in that suit who are challenging that spying action. On Capitol Hill, however, Republicans seem determined to deep six any meaningful investigation into these abuses of power.
So unless this lawsuit goes forward, and these things take forever to work themselves out, I mean, the legal process is long. I mean, this is, you know, we're basically going to get no recourse on this, are we?
Well, I think that, you know, first of all, there are two Republican chairmen of the Judiciary Committee on the House and Senate side have expressed concerns at the program, but they haven't issued any subpoenas. And people should be contacting them and urging them to issue subpoenas to the Bush Justice Department, demanding the records about this secret spying. The American people have a right to know how many Americans have been spied upon. They have a right to know how much money is being wasted data mining through innocent Americans' emails and phone calls. But it's going to take a while, I think, to get to the bottom of it in this political climate.
Maybe things would change if things change in November.
One can hope that people who are libertarians, whether they're from the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, will be brought into office and will actually exercise supervision over the administration. The administration is really running amok. It's not just on the NSA issue, it's on a variety of issues. And just last Thursday, the Attorney General actually claimed, in essence, that the president could selectively declassify information to use against his political enemies, could declassify information in the
plain case. Yeah, exactly. You know, there's so much going on here. There's so hard to keep track of this administration, and it's as if they can't read the law. It's as if they have no idea what the law says. I mean, the whole FISA situation is clearly spelled out. The Fourth Amendment clearly is spelled out. The First Amendment is clearly spelled out. I mean, all these things are spelled out, yet this administration doesn't seem to be able to read the law.
They don't seem very interested in reading the law. They look at the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which was written to provide the exclusive rules for monitoring Americans in the name of national security, and they've decided they can sidestep it. They've decided that it's just a tool that's optional for them. And I think we have a very dangerous trend in this administration where they basically think everything is up for grabs. And because Congress is of the same party as the president, there's no one there to step in and check the president. I was going to say that, you know, I always joke that I believe in reincarnation, but I didn't believe that reincarnation could happen in a live person. It seems like President Nixon is back and alive and well in the White House.
Well, you know, but Congresswoman Patricia Schroeder said earlier this hour, though, that in her opinion, this guy's worse. Because, Nick, you know, Nixon gets bad rap for Watergate, but Nixon did do some good things. He established the EPA. All right, he talked to China. He had some level of competency going for him. It seems like this administration has no level of competency, can't read the law, or if they can read the law, what they basically do is they just ignore it and say, well, we don't have to follow it.
I think those are excellent points. I mean, I think what's taken hold is you no longer have basically the the liberal Republicans have been squeezed out. Any sort of real social justice, environmental concerns, a range of issues in terms of minimum wage and those things that passed during the Nixon administration, those have been left behind. And instead, you have a very hard right, socially conservative presidency that's captivated by these young men who are advising the president who don't really, I think, respect our fundamental rule of law and believe that post 9/11 they can change any law secretly. They can have the president issue signing statements to secretly say he's not going to follow the law at his will. And, you know, I think it is a fundamental threat to our democracy to have the rise of presidential power unchecked in this way.
8:41, 19 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. We have Lisa Graves of the ACLU with us. They're holding a town hall meeting tonight at the Colorado History of Museum. And it starts at 7. Ex-Senator Gary Hart will be there, as well as Bruce Fein, who was in the Reagan administration, who believes that George W. Bush should be censured. You know, the ACLU gets, and always has gotten, and I don't mind this, but it has, it's always gotten bad-rapped by the hard right. Yet, the ACLU contains people of all political persuasions, and he's on the board, he's a member, is Bob Barr, former very conservative congressman from Georgia.
Exactly. The ACLU, contrary to the push of some groups like the American Legion, who's trying to paint us with all of this inaccuracy, the ACLU has members and alliances with people on the right and the left. And in fact, in this issue, where unchecked presidential power is such a threat to our liberty, we have growing numbers of libertarians from the right, people who are small government conservatives who are very concerned about having any president, this president or future presidents, be able to monitor your emails, monitor your phone calls without any judicial check, any judicial intervention. We have growing numbers of people on the right, including Congressman Barr, Bruce Fein, Grover Norquist of ATR, Bob Keane from the American Conservative Union, and others who have joined in this effort to say that enough is enough. This just goes too far.
Boy, you know, we could go from this too to the whole Guantanamo situation and the whole idea of locking people up and detaining them without representation, without a trial, almost in a thug-like police state manner. And the administration has fought tooth and nail about this every inch of the way. And I know the ACLU is involved in that as well. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. The ACLU has been challenging the treatment of detainees and also the issue in terms of whether anyone can be declared an enemy combatant and therefore deprived of any judicial recourse. The bottom line is that our Constitution, in order to protect our liberty, guarantees persons the right to due process of law, that their life, their liberty, and their property cannot be taken away without due process of law. That's what the Fifth Amendment of our Constitution says, and it's been in effect for over 200 years. But this administration thinks that it can unilaterally take away people's property, people's liberty, and their theory really doesn't have any limit in terms of people's lives, because the way this theory spins out is that the president can do anything he wants in the name of being the commander-in-chief of the army. And that means, if that means rewriting our international obligations in terms of torture, prohibiting torture, to define torture down so that fake drowning or mock executions or any sort of pain short of organ failure is permissible, that's the type of memoranda that has been coming out of this government, this administration. It's really a stunning,
it's scary.
A stunning notion that they can just redefine any law to suit their ends.
It's kind of a mixture of Kafka and George Orwell.
It really has Orwellian tones, because meanwhile, whenever they're confronted with these issues, they say that they believe in the rule of law. They're very
right.
restating that they believe in the rule of law. They'll even say that the president doesn't have unlimited power, although Dick Cheney doesn't concede that point. But they say that the president doesn't have unlimited power. But then when you ask them, well, can the president spy on American-to-American telephone calls under this theory, they won't say no. When asked if Americans can be detained indefinitely in this country, they won't say no. If asked if American homes can be searched without warrants, they won't say no. They refuse to take anything off the table in this unlimited conception of presidential or king-like power.
Yeah, and there's that lawyer, and I can't think of his name. I believe he's in Portland, who claims that they did search his house without oath or affirmation, without a warrant. They went in and conducted a warrantless search of his house and his office, and He claims it's has happened to them. All right, hang on, Lisa. 8:45, 50 minutes away from 9 o'clock now on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you want to ask Lisa Graves any questions, if you want to get jump in and discuss this, three lines open at 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls, 303-713-7600 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We are seeing a busy ride around town. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93 all seeing the usual slowing. And the Turnpike now seeing some trouble. Four-car crash tying up their center lane just past Broadway. So that's going to cause some problems for you this morning. I-25 is just one problem after another. We're running heavy coming out of Thornton, Northland, then jammed up again from I-76 because of this multi-car crash involving a bus that's sitting just after 6th Avenue. That's tying up the right lane and shoulder. So probably a good idea to stay over to the left. Once you get by that, it's going to be a slow go for you down through Colorado Boulevard. We're also seeing some trouble eastbound 6th Avenue. It's a crash approaching Federal and southbound 225. Looking at brake lights for your ride into the tech center. On to the forecast. Going to be a little cooler today. Partly sunny skies with highs in the 60s. We're at 52 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's National Donate Life Month, and Donor Alliance wants to get you involved. Share your decision to be an organ and tissue donor with your...
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Find out how you can win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
You betcha. Thank you, Randy. 8:51, 9 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM760 Progressive Talk. High today, 69. Lisa Graves of the ACLU with me. They have a town hall meeting tonight at the Colorado History Museum, 7 o'clock. I'll be discussing the NSA. And, of course, we can get into all the other things that this administration's into. Let's take some phone calls, Lisa. How about it?
Sure.
All right, let's go to Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM760. Good morning. Go ahead.
Hi, Lisa Fay.
Hi.
Great program. I really, really love the ACLU, and I think this is so important. I'm so glad you're doing this.
Thank you so much.
My only comment was, you said that maybe the liberals were being squeezed out of the Republican Party. And my reaction is, it's maybe a little worse than that, because if you think of the Nixon times, the Republicans had to think to themselves, yes, I'm a Republican and Nixon's a Republican, but it's more important to me that I don't have a president breaking the law than it is to be a Republican. And now it seems that little piece is missing. I think the people people that will say, I have to do the right thing, are being squeezed out of the Republican Party. And I think it would take almost no effort, no investigation at all, to probably convict Bush of treason and, maybe even hang him or do to him what he's trying to do to terrorists. And I'm not saying I want that done, but where are the people? And doesn't it concern you that people are so now afraid of the Republican machine?
All right, let's let Lisa answer. Lisa?
Well, I would say that we have a situation in which, like you pointed out, Republicans, too many Republicans these days are putting party loyalty above loyalty to the Constitution. And I think that's a serious threat and a significant change in terms of what we're supposed to be loyal to. We see that in the bills that are being sponsored on the Hill about the NSA program to basically whitewash it, to make it permissible rather than actually have a thorough investigation. But fortunately, there are Republicans like Bruce Fine, who's going to be at the Colorado Natural History Museum tonight at 7 o'clock, and Bob Barr and others who have spoken out, who have said that this is not acceptable, that breaking these laws is not acceptable. And so I still hold out some hope that things could change.
All right, Tim. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate the call. Thank you. All right, let's go to Craig in Wiggins. Craig, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, the longer Bush goes, the more I feel like he's got an axe to grind with the American people. And I feel like, he's not the brightest guy out there, and he has a big ego. And now that it's come to my, I realize he's got his finger on the nuclear button. I'm kind of concerned about it.
Well, Lisa, does he have a chip on his shoulder, do you think?
Well, I think it's less a chip on his shoulder than a bunch of advisors who have a very extreme view of the presidency. You have Dick Cheney, who opposed the passage of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act back when he was in the Ford administration. Dick Cheney, who wanted to basically resurrect the notion of an imperial presidency, and other advisors like him who have been brought into this administration who are influencing this president. Remember when President Bush ran and said he didn't know everything, but he was going to surround himself by really smart people who would be very thorough and thoughtful. Instead, it seems like he surrounded himself with people with their own axes to grind and people who have very extreme agendas to make the presidency basically unchecked.
All right. Go ahead, Craig.
I was just going to say, when I look at Cheney, I mean, there again, he is such an egotistic kind of guy. And it looks like, his whole demeanor, he does have an axe to grind. You know what I mean?
Well, he's kind of a Darth Vader of American politics. He's kind of dark. He's kind of a dark, kind of mumbly kind of guy.
Yeah, very much so.
I mean, he's not a guy I would let trust to park my car. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it. Thank you. He'd probably take it. What shocks me, you know what shocks me the most about it? What shocks me the most about it is that Alberto Gonzalez, the attorney general, he's a lawyer. He's supposed to know the law. He becomes the highest law enforcement official in the land, I guess, is what you would call the attorney general.
Right.
And it's like you want to sit down across from him and go, okay, what does the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States say? What does it say? Read it to me.
Right.
Now, show me where in the Fourth Amendment there are any loopholes, there are any outs, there are anything that speaks anything about presidential power in wartime, that gives anybody any outs for anything. It's ironclad. It's specific.
Right.
It says oath or affirmation.
Right.
And yet, you can't interpret that and you can't read it?
It's stunning because he is the nation's chief law enforcement officer, the chief prosecutor for the United States, and he has refused to appoint an independent counsel. The ACLU in December called for the appointment of an independent counsel because he was involved in crafting this policy and other policies, and he should recuse himself and appoint someone who can independently investigate this, just as the Flynn case, the Valerie Flynn case, has been investigated by a U.S. attorney out of Chicago, but
yeah,
they have refused to appoint an independent prosecutor. I think that means that they're afraid of what the independent prosecutor would find.
They're definitely walking on eggshells. There's no question. Here's Hal in Brighton. Hal, if we can get you to squeeze in your question, go ahead. We got about a minute. Go ahead, Hal.
Okay, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, with all the problems with this corrupt administration has right at this moment, and with this immigration problem, you know, kind of stepping up to the front of all the news and what have you, is there any concern with the way the polls and so forth are coming across that most people really want harsher, want the borders closed? But what we're seeing
no,
is
the polls don't. There's a CBS poll out about this that indicates that that's not the case. Most people do not want harsher laws.
Okay, so you're saying it's not going to hurt the Dems, people like Kennedy and Hillary stepping up and catering to them?
No, they're not. You know what? I would disagree with you. They're not stepping up and catering to anybody. And there's a CBS poll out which indicates on immigration that the Republican Party and the people like Tom Tancredo and others are way, way off the mark when it comes to the average person in the public. Thank you for the call, Hal. Lisa, I'm going to have Jameson Fosher for Media Matters on here in a few minutes. Can you stick around? And after he's on, we'll continue and we'll pick this back up.
I'll be delighted to. Thank you.
Okay. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ever seen one of those huge fishing nets that trawlers drag across the ocean? If you have, it'll remind you of the Denver Business Journal. The journal gathers stories from every corner of the Denver business world and gives you an index of names and companies on the move that you can skim in just 5 minutes every Friday, so you always know how to swim with the big fish in Denver. Call 303-837-3500 today and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula, risk-free, so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time, and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right, use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed, but we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair, because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
Find out how to win on AM760.net.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Attention drivers.
Better be prepared to be panned through the nose this summer.
Energy analyst Phil Flynn at Aileron Trading on this morning's government forecast on gasoline prices.
We're going to know probably in a couple weeks where how bad things are going to be. And I would say more than likely the average cost across the nation is going to be about $3 a gallon.
The current national average for regular is $2.68 a gallon. At best, the Energy Department says prices will hold around the current level, but any supply disruption would change the equation quickly. Former Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling is back on the witness stand in Houston. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen tells us he continues to deny Enron in the financial schemes that led to the company's collapse.
At one point, the defense attorney asked Skilling if he had ever engaged in a conspiracy with Ken Lay and with Andrew Fastow and with all these other people. And Skilling went down the list saying no, 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 over and over again.
Skilling said he's absolutely positive he never told anyone to lie, cheat, or engage in misleading transactions. President Bush is on a trip to the Midwest promoting the Medicare prescription drug benefit. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer went along.
The president will use visits with senior citizens groups in Missouri and Iowa to make the case for the biggest change in Medicare history. While some lawmakers say many elderly constituents are still confused about the program, the White House rules out extending the sign-up past the current May 15th deadline.
We don't think that'd be a good idea, and the president has expressed his opposition to doing so.
Spokesman Scott McClellan says members of Congress who want to extend the enrollment deadline are playing politics with the Medicare issue. Millions of people without drug coverage still have not signed up for the new plan. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
A jury in Atlantic City has awarded $9 million in punitive damages to a man who suffered a heart attack after taking Vioxx. Last week, the jury found that Merck failed to warn patients about the risks of the arthritis drug and misrepresented the risks to doctors. In Spain today, the first indictments in the Madrid train bombings more than 2 years ago. 29 people are charged in that country's worst terrorist attack. Among them, the Moroccan man who allegedly supplied cell phones used as detonators for explosives concealed in 10 backpacks. Well, Stevie Wonder made the cut.
Been spending most of their lives living in a pastime.
His Songs in the Key of Life is among 50 recordings selected for preservation this year by the Library of Congress. There's also B.B. King's Live at the Regal. And this 1957 classic from Jerry Lee Lewis. Some shakeout going on Wall Street right now. The Dow Industrials are down 49 points at 11,091. The Nasdaq's off 21. This is CBS News.
I'm here with Julie, who takes calls from folks with questions about GSK medicines. Julie, healthcare is confusing. How can you help someone find the answers?
Well, I listen, and I often ask questions back.
Like,
do they know what their medicines are treating? How to take them?
Mm-hmm.
And if they need help paying for them?
And you don't hang up until they have answers?
Absolutely not. And if we don't have the answers, we put them in touch with someone who does.
GSK, finding a way forward, one call at a time.
Hey, I'm Tom, and today's my ninth day with Prilosec OTC. Because of frequent heartburn, I couldn't even enjoy my kids' games. But with Prilosec OTC, that's all changed. Now, when my daughter's soccer team takes on the Wolverines, I'm there yelling. She really hates that. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day 9 for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. 10,000 people lined Sloan's Lake in Denver last night for a candlelight vigil, remembering immigrants who have died trying to get into the U.S. Hundreds of thousands protested across the country. Butch Montoya, former deputy mayor under Wellington Webb, and supports the rallies.
If we were to take out 11 to 12 million people out of our country tomorrow, deport them, our economy would falter. Many businesses would just go out of business.
May 1st has been scheduled as a national boycott day for immigrants. A fire sparked while crews were taking apart a storage tank at the old sugar factory in Loveland. It sent up a lot of smoke Monday afternoon. Battalion Chief Rick Davis says the tank was still full of some sticky stuff.
We've since been told by the workers who've been performing the maintenance over there that it was molasses. The crews got a pretty quick knockdown on the fire. It is out now, and they're in the process of putting foam on it to finish off the job.
Yeah, fortunately, no one was hurt. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Tim. Problems just keep coming in this morning. Southbound I-25 now dealing with a three-car crash. It's tying up the left lane and shoulder at 84th Avenue. And we do have this multi-car crash involving a bus after 6th Avenue. That's in the right lane and shoulder. Now, if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, slow go for you from Wadsworth because of an earlier crash at Federal. That's just been cleared out of your way. And the turnpike now seeing some trouble with a four-car crash off to the left shoulder after Broadway. Now, around town, do have an accident working at Table Mesa and Lehigh. Then the usual slow spots for you on Foothills Park. Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden. On to the forecast, partly sunny today, a little cooler with highs in the 60s. It's 53 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Refinancing, remodeling, relocating? KeyBank has borrowing options and advice you'll feel right at home with. Learn about Key mortgages, home equity loans, and lines of credit at Key.com. Subject to credit approval, KeyBank, achieve anything.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin?
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin?
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You could win one of these exciting prizes from AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Let's go on an adventure.
Must be qualified to win an all-expense eco trip to Costa Rica, where you'll stay at the Crocodile Bay Lodge.
AM 760 Progressive Talk is thanking you, our loyal listeners, with fabulous prizes.
You want to be our next winner? It's easy.
Get online, am760.net.
And thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:06, 6 minutes after 9, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 69, partly sunny with showers. Sign up to get in the drawing for that eco trip to Costa Rica. We had a winner earlier this morning. There's no reason why you can't be a winner. Sign up now at am760.net. All right, time for my favorite segment of the entire week. I live for Tuesday at this time because that's when I have my buds on from MediaMatters.org, which is Media Matters for America. And here's one of them, Jameson Fosier. J-Mo.
Jay, how are you?
You are the man. All right. And we got a bunch of stuff to talk about here. You know, J-Mo, one of these days I'm going to keep you on for 35 or 40 minutes in a shot because there's so much and we never have enough time to get it all in.
Okay.
Let's start with this ridiculous, absolutely absurd Washington Post editorial, which, by the way, the Post editorial didn't even follow. I mean, it contradicted the reporting, and it contradicted its own newsroom. Talk a little bit about this, about the leak case situation.
Yeah, this is really amazing. This is a Washington Post editorial that ran on Sunday about the disclosure last week that it turns out President Bush authorized the leak of portions of the National Intelligence Estimate to Judith Miller back in 2003. And that's gotten a lot of attention in part because it was a selective leak of portions of the NIE that bolstered the Bush administration's claims, but they withheld the portions that contradicted what they'd been saying publicly. And that's pretty dishonest in a lot of people's minds. But also because Bush and his administration have repeatedly denounced leaking and talked about how seriously they took protecting confidential information and things like that. This was a classified NIE that, according to some versions, Bush either declassified or didn't. There's no paperwork that anybody's been able to come up with showing that he actually declassified it, rather than just telling Scooter Libby to feel free to talk to reporters about it. So the Post wrote this editorial on Sunday defending the leak. It was actually called A Good Leak. And you know, the Post, like any other newspaper, it has a right to its own opinion and can editorialize in a way that people don't agree with. But what was amazing about this editorial was it just made several factual errors, things that aren't matters of opinion. They're just fact, and factual errors that are contradicted by its own newspaper, their own news reporting, which was really pretty incredible. One of the claims they made was that Fitzgerald, the special counsel, hasn't found any evidence to support Joe Wilson's contention that the Bush administration was smearing him. And in that same day's newspaper, on the front page, there was a Washington Post article headlined, "A Concerted Effort to Discredit Bush Critic," that was all about Fitzgerald describing Bush administration efforts to discredit Wilson.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, I was absolutely shocked by that, and I wonder what's going on at the Washington Post.
Well, it's really amazing, and I think there's currently a lot of turmoil between the news departments and the editorial departments. I think there's probably a lot of unhappiness on the news side that the editorial writers are just writing things that, you know, like I said, really aren't matters of opinion. They're matters of fact, and they're getting it wrong.
All right, let's go to some of mine now that I've culled from all the mailers that I get from you, and I hope you're able to comment on some of these. Here's one. Lou Dobbs falsely suggested Colorado, California schools banned only American flags.
Yeah, Dobbs, as anybody who's ever seen his show knows, is pretty up in arms about the topic of immigration, and he's basically been making the claim that some schools in Colorado and in California have banned the American flag, and according to him, that's because the schools don't want to risk offending people of Mexican or Latino heritage by letting students walk around with American flags. The story is a little bit more complicated than that, or actually in some ways a little bit more simple. The schools in question, it turns out, had banned the display of any flags of any nationality. There wasn't singling out the American flag or any kind of anti-American spirit to it at all. Dobbs has just kind of misrepresented it there.
All right, here's another one. Dobbs falsely claimed to host more open border supporters than opponents.
Yeah, that's not true. We recently looked back at the guest lists of the Dobbs show for the first couple months of this year and classified each guest as conservative or liberal, Democrat or Republican, but we also looked at the breakdown of his guests and how they stood on immigration, since that's a primary topic of his show, and we found that, in fact, he hosts many more opponents of immigration than supporters. And so his statement there about his guest list is just false.
All right. Here's one of my favorites. Horowitz, this is David Horowitz, falsely claimed that he doesn't attack professors for political speech outside the classroom, yet you listed what seemed to be like a couple of pages of out of his book of professors that he had attacked.
Yeah, this David Horowitz makes his living these days finding little anecdotes about professors who he contends are, you know, crazy far left people and trying to blow them up and contend that they're representative of some larger problem in society. That's pretty much what he does. And so on Hannity and Colmes last week, he claimed that he only criticizes professors for what they do in the classroom, for what they actually say to students. Unfortunately for him, we have a copy of his book, and that's not true. He has repeatedly attacked professors for their private speech that have nothing to do with what they do in the classroom. People can come to our site and read examples if they want, but it's just false.
All right. How about the media coverage of this whole leak incident? How has that been?
Well, one thing that's jumped out at me, I mean, first of all, I should say that reporters have been fairly aggressive in covering it so far, and news organizations, by and large, have given it a pretty good amount of attention, and that's surprising. Of course, we've seen that whenever some new scandal like this pops up with the Bush administration, you know, the first few days, the media does pay attention, but they quickly kind of fade away. So we'll see how that continues. One thing that is a little bit troubling to me is that reporters are taking for granted the Bush administration's contention that when the president wants to declassify something, he can just blink and do it like he's Genie from the Bill television show or something. He doesn't actually have to follow any sort of procedure or sign any forms or actually go through any kind of declassification process, which may or may not be true. We don't know at this point. What's been pointed to as support for that has been a couple of executive orders, one that was signed by Reagan and one that was signed by Clinton and then another that was signed by Bush. But we've actually gone back and looked at those executive orders, and there's nothing in there at all that says the president doesn't have to follow any process for declassifying information. So that's and this theory comes, by the way, from David Addington, who was Vice President Cheney's counsel and is now his chief of staff now that Scooter Libby has had to resign. And what apparently happened here was Bush told Cheney that Scooter Libby could disclose this information, and then Cheney told Libby, and Libby wasn't sure that was sufficient authorization, that the president just saying that was enough. And so he went to David Addington for advice, and Addington said that if the president says you can disclose it, that is the same as declassifying it. Well, that's one theory, but like I said, we don't know that that's correct, and we haven't found anything in the statute or in any executive orders that confirms that. But the media is just taking it for granted, and so they're taking for granted that nothing illegal happened here, which it may not have, and even if it didn't, there are other problems, such as the administration's been pretty dishonest, and Bush has been pretty dishonest about this all along. But it's not a given yet that that's how the process works, or rather that there doesn't have to be any process.
You know, excuse me, what you're saying about that is absolutely true. I was waiting for Keith Olbermann to come on last night and caught the last, I don't know, 10 minutes maybe of Hardball. And Hugh Hewitt, who is a conservative talk show host and basically a mouthpiece for the administration and the Republican Party and the right wing, was repeating that exact same argument. Well, if the president declassifies it, then he can be allowed to declassify it, and it's okay and it's perfectly legal. And, of course, Chris Matthews didn't challenge it, nor did Ron Reagan challenge it either. And I thought one of them would say, but wait a minute, what's the process for doing this? How's it been done in the past? and did it meet the, you know, the spelled out criteria? And nobody challenged anybody about it.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, nobody that I know of at least contests the idea that the president can declassify whatever he wants. The question is how he has to do it. And if the Addington theory that the media is buying into is correct, the president can essentially declassify something, but there's no record of it. It's not entered into the log. It's not entered into the database that declassified material is supposed to go into. There's not a stamp on the document that says declassified. And so the result is that the rest of the government, including the highest levels, the director of Central Intelligence, the head of the NSA, still think this document is classified. But in secret, to George Bush and Scooter Libby, it's not, and so they're handing out portions of it to reporters. Now, that may be legal, and if it is, we should probably be having a discussion about whether it should be. But we can't have that discussion if the media is not going to try to address the question of, is that really the process? Can he really just cross his arms and blink and have something be declassified, or does he have to sign a document? Are there forms involved? Are there records? Until the media is actually going to really explore that, first of all, we won't know whether this leak occurred legally. But second, if it did, we won't know if this is something we might want to change, if we might want to put procedures in place. So there's questions here that we can't really begin to answer until we get the basic facts. And unfortunately, reporters aren't doing that yet.
All right, one last one, because this one really stuck in my craw. We talked to the woman who was involved in this, the whole Tom DeLay, Nick Lamson thing where DeLay's thug supporters showed up and disrupted that Lamson press conference. Even as Blitzer called McKinney footage not unusual at all, CNN continued to air it while ignoring footage of the DeLay supporter in the altercation. Talk about that a little bit.
So last week, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney was walking into the Capitol, and a reporter was trying to ask her a question, and somebody working for her kind of stood between the two of them, and there was a brief jostle or something, which CNN has run video of this several times last week, despite the fact that Wolf Blitzer said, look, I'm a reporter, I've been in situations like that, nothing unusual happened here. By contrast, there's this event where a Tom DeLay supporter shoved a 69-year-old woman in the face who was a supporter of Nick Lamson. There's a video of that. We've got it. It's on our site. CNN didn't air that once. They didn't even mention it.
Nobody in the media really did they?
Nope.
That whole disgraceful display down in Sugar Land, media never covered it.
No, and you have to wonder, you know, why are we seeing video that Wolf Blitzer is describing as not at all unusual of an incident with Cynthia McKinney and a staffer of hers and a reporter, but we're not seeing video of this DeLay supporter pushing a 69-year-old woman in the face. What's the difference between the two situations? You hate to ask questions like this, but is it that Cynthia McKinney's black and Tom DeLay's white?
Yeah, well, I mean, numerous times I've had you on the show. I mean, we've gone round and round and discussed about CNN and what seems to be not or what seems to be going on or not going on there. And I don't think anybody's sure what they're doing, except we do know that they're getting beaten the ratings in a lot of cases. But I'm not sure what they're trying to endeavor to put across there. It's certainly not fair. J-Mo, push your website because I want people to go to it. I want people to give you money, and I want people to get on the mailing list because it is the best emails. I mean, I just look forward to them every day, and I'm disappointed when there's not at least 25 of them. So plug your website.
Sure. It's MediaMatters.org, and you can come and sign up to get our items delivered via email if you don't want to check the webpage a few times a day. You can get the items emailed to you several times a day, sort of each one as it occurs. You can get a daily wrap-up at the end of the day. You can get a weekly sort of newsletter that we write. There's all kinds of different ways that you can get our stuff, whatever works best for you. It's MediaMatters.org.
All right. J-Mo, good to have you on the program once again. Look forward to talking to you again, and thank you so much, and I urge everybody to get involved with Media Matters. Really appreciate it, J-Mo.
Thanks a lot. Take care, Jay.
Okay, take care. Here's Jameson Fosier, man. Media Matters is the organization. Let me tell you right now. ACLU, Media Matters, People for the American Way, pick one, get involved. But Media Matters holds the media accountable. Lou Dobbs and Wolf Blitzer and CNN included. 919, 19 minutes after 9. We'll continue with taking your phone calls now. 303-713-7600. And Lisa Graves from the ACLU is here. And we'll...
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride.
Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Weight you want naturally. Thanks to thousands of success stories, H57 Hoodia is number one and America's fastest growing diet supplement. Don't fall for imitators. Ask for H57 Hoodia and become an H57 success story today.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia. 1-800-224-1938. That's 1-800-224-1938 to find out more about H57's free bottle promotion. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-224-1938. Or visit myh57.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Great for all ages and all types of skin. Epiclear is doing something that other acne treatment formulas don't do. We are so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free, and we mean free.
Call 1-800-311-0399 while Epiclear supplies last. Shipping and handling not included. Call 1-800-311-0399.
She said, somehow our society must make it right and possible for old people not to fear the young or be deserted by them. For the test of a civilization is in the way that it cares for its helpless members. Award-winning writer Pearl S. Buck, 1954. Hello, I'm Ron Els, one of 20 booksellers at the Denver Book Mall, 32 Broadway between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues in Denver. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Twenty-three minutes after 9, AM760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, along with Lisa Graves and you at 303-713-7600, staring into the abyss of this administration day after day. It's a tough job, but somebody has to do it. We were. If I could just turn them, I want to try to replicate the conversation we just had. If you want to get the, because I've been thinking about this for a long time, have never really had anybody on to talk about this, and we should have done it a long time ago. If you want to get the you know what scared out of you, okay. If you want to get the bejesus scared out of you about this administration, about the right wing, about the cons and what they're doing, this is something that never, hardly ever gets discussed on talk radio. Check this out. Lisa, before you went to the ACLU, you did what?
I was the chief nominations counsel for Senator Leahy on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
One of the things that's going on and has been going on is that the right wing is packing the lower courts with judges, And we, the American people, are going to reap the damages for this for 30 to 40 years because these are lifetime appointments, and these people will be on the bench forever. And, of course, one of them is Janice Rogers Brown, but there's a whole list of others. Talk about that a little bit, Lisa.
Well, let me just say, first of all, ACLU doesn't take a position on the lower court appointees.
Right.
They take positions only on the Supreme Court appointees. But as a personal matter, based on my previous personal experience, what's happened is that the federal judiciary, which is full of lifetime appointees, as you said, Jay, now has a lot of people who are like Janice Rogers Brown. Janice Rogers Brown is on the D.C. Circuit. She's someone who's famous for saying that grandparents are cannibalizing the future of their grandchildren. She said that we've had a socialist country here, a socialist revolution in this country since 1937, since the New Deal, that has to be rolled back. She suggested that that basically a lot of cases that basically would make property rights higher than liberty rights should be resurrected from the late 1800s and early 1900s. She's very extreme, in my personal opinion, and she now has a lifetime position on the Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia, and she's not the only one. Now, 9 of the 11 geographic courts of appeals in this country are dominated by Republican appointees, the majority of Republican appointees, and only 2 circuits have a majority of Democratic appointees, and this has been part of a longer-term strategy by kind of the religious right to get judges on the bench who, you know, aren't going to be fair, but who have very specific views about how the law should be changed. And Janice Rogers Brown is one of those, in my personal opinion.
And there are several more out there that are exactly like her. And this is something that's never talked about.
It's true. I think, you know, we as a country believe, and rightly, that judges should be neutral, they should be fair. That's the whole reason why you have a judiciary, is so that you have a dispute with someone, whether it's the government or your neighbor, and you can resolve that dispute by going to a neutral judge who doesn't have a view of who should win or who should lose. And you can submit your claim to that judge, and the judge will rule, and you can have confidence that the judge's ruling is a fair one because he or she doesn't have a bias in favor of one party or the other or one area or the other. And instead, you know, there has been a trend, and I think we've certainly seen it at the Supreme Court, and the ACLU did oppose the Supreme Court nomination of Alito, of people who have a prejudged view of what the law should be and have a pattern or a record of trying to put that personal view into the law, trying to make their personal view into our nation's laws. And that's a threat to liberty.
And this is something that's going to go on for a long, long time. We can't erase this with a November election. We can't erase it with a 08 election, but we can put a stop to it. I mean, we can put brakes on it, you know, by getting out and being active in November.
That's definitely true. I think what you have is a situation in which the president has chosen for a lot of these positions a lot of people in their 40s. And because it's a lifetime position, those people are going to be on the bench for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, some of them even 40 years. And we're going to have to deal with their decisions that affect our interpretation of the Fourth Amendment or the First Amendment for the rest of our lives, basically. But I do think that it's possible to change course if people who are devoted to civil liberties are elected to Congress. If we have people who are devoted to protecting the Fourth Amendment, devoted to protecting our First Amendment, devoted to these fundamental American liberties that define us as a nation, that make our nation proud, versus people who don't believe there should be any limits on presidential power or don't believe there should be any limits on judges imposing their personal views from the bench.
Mm. Yeah, we should talk more about this on the air, but it hardly ever again. I hardly hear anybody. I hardly hear anybody. Even in progressive radio, talk radio, I hardly hear anybody talk about this, about the damage that's being done to the federal court systems by this administration and by this administration's supporters.
It's one of those issues where, unfortunately, there hasn't been a lot of attention. And I think part of that is because people believe judges should be neutral, and I think that there's this suspension of disbelief that maybe they're not. Certainly on the Hill, there's been a lot of debate and discussion about judges and whether judges have an agenda, whether they are going to impose their personal views. But it seems like across the country, that hasn't really pierced the surface, because I think the administration's rhetoric in this area, as in so many areas, has been so consistently deceptive. they say that they want judges who won't be activists, and yet they appoint people who have records
as being activists. The Supreme Court battles always gets all the press and gets all the media, but it's the lower courts that we never look at, that never get examined, that never get talked about, and this is where the damage is being done, as well as on the Supreme Court. I had a guy call me, this was like last week, a couple of weeks ago on the Ed Schultz show, when I was sitting in for him, who started out his ludicrous comment by saying, the overly liberal Supreme Court. And I said, what do you mean the overly liberal Supreme Court? You mean, I think it's pretty well established that the Supreme Court is divided, and that it's not, that it is divided at best, and that it leans conservative at the worst, and that there is no overly liberal Supreme Court in this country.
It's incredible. There are actually, the Supreme Court has 9 members who are appointed for life, as many of your listeners know. 7 of those 9 members have been appointed by Republican presidents. Only 2 were appointed by a Democratic president, President Clinton, in the beginning of his administration. The Supreme Court has issued a number of rulings that have been condemned in recent years for being activism, but activism in a way that diminishes people's rights. You have a situation here in Colorado where 2 nominees of President Clinton to the Tenth Circuit, Mr. Lyons and Christine Arguello, who was in the AG's office here, were blocked. They didn't get an up or down vote on their judgeship, their judgeship nomination during the Clinton administration. And since then, I think that when I left the Judiciary Committee, Bush had appointed perhaps 5, maybe 4, members to the Tenth Circuit, to the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals that governs Colorado. But overall, I think the number is much higher than that. There are 189 circuit court judges, and the president has appointed, I think, upwards of 50 appellate judges now to those circuit seats, including Janice.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's really scary. That's scary. All right, 9:31, 29 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. We'll take your calls coming up here at 303-713-7600. 2 lines open. Anything you want to talk about, if Lisa Graves can add her expertise, she will. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk with me, Jay Marvin. Don't forget to sign up to win that eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at am760.net. We had a winner this morning. And you know what? There's no reason why you can't be a winner. And somebody from this show has got to go to Costa Rica.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shot Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
6th Avenue, still a bit sluggish for your ride from Sheridan on over. Now, crews have cleared a 4-car crash eastbound on the turnpike near Broadway. You might still see some slowing there. And then around town, do have an accident in the clearing stages at Table Mesa and Lehigh. We're busy but thinning out now on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and checking out the forecast. Mix of sun and clouds today, a little cooler with highs in the 60s. We're at 55 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a loaded 05 Explorer for just $16,900. Selling new and used SUVs and pickups fast and for thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. So get your loaded 05 Explorer today for just $16,900 only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans or cheaperfords.com.
Ever wonder what it would be like to walk through a rainforest? AM 760 Progressive Talk has your chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica at the Crocodile Bay Lodge. Details on am760.net.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
9:34. It's 34 minutes before 10 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. That's 34 past the hour, I should say. Listen, you know what? Rocky's Auto's got another hour of fantastic buying power for you. They're open now Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But if you come a little bit after 9, they'll be fine. They'll take care of you. And they've also got their matching down incentive going on now up to $1,500. So if you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down. And it's like having $3,000 down. And they have the largest selection of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 beautiful automobiles on their lot. I mean, the lot is just jam-packed full of all kinds of stuff. Everything you can think of is out there, and it's definitely the place to get the most bang for your shopping buck at Rocky's Autos. See them online at rockysautos.com. You can see their television commercials, read their business philosophy, and look over their inventory. And if there's something you like, get in touch with them. Or you can pre-qualify for a car loan online, and it cuts down time when you get to Rocky's. But whatever you do, make sure you get out to Rocky's and take advantage of the matching down incentive and look at all the great vehicles that they've got out there. Good people working out there, too, like my friends Tom and Marv, the Alshear brothers, Spanky. So many great people out of Rocky's. So many great automobiles. You're bound to find something you like. And you know what? It's well within your reach financially, too. And that's also a really, really good thing. Rocky's Autos, whatever it is you want, they've got it. And it's all at one big, large, friendly location. And as I said, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're almost going on their 25th year now. Rocky's Autos, check them out. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of Boulder Turnpike. I'll see you out there at Rocky's Autos.
Remember when calling a company meant getting a person instead of a machine? Well, call us old-fashioned, but here at Intelligent Office, we still think it's important to have a friendly, knowledgeable person handling your calls. That's why we created our new service, the Remote Receptionist. We searched for the best receptionist we could find. Then we gave them the technology to handle your calls without setting foot inside your office. But the Remote Receptionist isn't about technology. It's about good old-fashioned professionalism. We pride ourselves on being the best receptionist you've ever had. And if you already have someone on staff, we make a great backup, covering lunch breaks, vacations, or when you just have too many calls coming in. And in case you're wondering, the Remote Receptionist is surprisingly affordable, making it easier than ever to treat your clients right. The Remote Receptionist from Intelligent Office. Newfangled technology, old-fashioned professionalism. Call Intelligent Office in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
Oh, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Got to bring this administration down. 937, 37 minutes past the hour. AM760, Progressive Talk. I better be careful of what I say. The NSA could be listening. All right. 303-713-7600, and Lisa Graves is here from the ACLU, too. And tonight is that town hall meeting. And what's the address there of the Colorado History Museum for those of us who want to go?
It's 13th and Broadway, right downtown. So we would love to see folks come on down.
Senator Gary Hart will be there.
Senator Gary Hart will be there. Bruce Fein will be there. The executive director of the ACLU, Anthony Romero, will be there. And Dottie Lamb will be the moderator. It's going to be a great conversation. I think it'll be really informative, really interesting. And we would really love to have people come by.
Yeah, our rights are under attack, so now's the time to find out, because you never know. And, of course, they could be listening in on this conversation as well. You know, we used to joke about that kind of stuff, but with this administration, I wouldn't doubt it.
No, you know, I think a lot of folks used to joke about that. They'd say, talk into the Coke can or something like that, that the bug was in the room. But nowadays, especially with the Attorney General's testimony just last week, that they, under the president's theory, they could be monitoring calls between Americans, domestic calls, without any court orders showing that you've done anything wrong.
We got to get rid of this guy. We really have got to get control of this country. Paul in Denver, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Well, speaking about getting control of the country, I think the only way we're going to get control of the country is that, I mean, not just the people listening to this radio station. They don't listen to his lies. But, you know, if he sells his lies again about Iran the way he did Iraq and puts a lot of fear into people, the Congress will back him, you know, because the people will push for it. So hopefully the people will not buy into the lies he's already telling about Iran and not buy into the fear factor. Otherwise, we'll be in Iran, you know.
Well, I don't know if the American people would buy it from him out of a second time. You know, there's another, and I could be wrong, but there's another Washington Post ABC news poll that's out now that says that he's down once again. So this guy's running out of, you know, well, you know what, his base is crumbling from underneath him. And I don't know if with so many people disapproving the war in Iraq, I don't know if he could stand up there again and try to make the same case by saying, by not telling us what he really wants, which is what he really wants What he really wants is he wants regime change there. So what he'll do is he'll do the same thing in Iran that he did in Iraq, which he'll say they're minutes away from developing a nuclear weapon. We can't allow them to have a nuclear bomb. Now, that's akin to the same thing as, you know what, if I lie to you once and tell you a gross lie, okay, are you going to believe me again if I come and tell you that another lie along the same line twice? Are you going to buy it twice?
I don't know, Jay. I just know that there's a lot of people in this country that they're so fearful of our country being jeopardized by things made up by this administration that it just concerns me that 50%, and honestly, I think it's about 50% of the people that they buy into his lies and his misinformation and his untruths, and I just hope they don't buy into
it. I don't think it's, you know what, I think it's not 50% now. I mean, it's below that. It's way below that. I mean, you know, AP Ipso poll, he's down to 33. The ABC Washington News poll found that 38% of the public approve of the job he's doing. 60% disapprove of his performance.
Yeah.
And not only that, let me tell you something else. Not only that, you know who else is getting a damage out of this? The Republican Party is starting to slip. On the subject of immigration, national security, and other issues, people are starting to overwhelmingly think the Democrats could do a better job.
Yeah, well, I love what the polls are saying. I just hope that if he does start bombing Iran, I really hope that people get out in the streets and just really let them know that that's just abhorrent, because to start bombing Iran would just be inviting more damage to this country, you know? So
I don't know. I don't think he can pull it off. But you know what? I mean, I wouldn't underestimate the administration. I'm like you. But you know what we'll do? Here's what we'll do. We'll kick their rear in November at the ballot box, and then you know what? Then he'll be so busy having to respond to subpoenas out of the House of Representatives, he won't have time to cross the street.
Yeah, well, that's what's got to happen. You're right, Jay.
All right, Paul. Thanks, man.
All right. You take care.
And you, Lisa, now step out of your ACLU role and Lisa Graves, political person, because you've been on the Hill and all that. If the Democrats were to pick up 15 seats in the House of Representatives, they could literally, for the most part, they could tie the White House up forever.
Well, I think that we had a hearing that began this year in 2006 with members of the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee asking very tough questions about this NSA spying, not doing anything mealy-mouthed, just being very upfront about how serious these legal violations are. And I think that if there were a majority of people who had those concerns come November, you would have a House Judiciary Committee that would actually issue subpoenas to get to the bottom of these things, whether it's the Iraq intelligence distortions or whether it's the NSA spying and lying about that spying. I think that we have a serious challenge with this administration that can really be turned back if more civil libertarians are in Congress.
Yeah, that's what we really need. You know what? We really need more civil libertarians. We need civil libertarians in both parties to step forward and raise their hand and go, wait a minute, you know what? What's going on here just is not right. What's going on here is not enough. Let's go to Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay, I just wanted to make a comment. I want to know how long it's going to take for people to stop thinking that there's laziness in the media. It's to the point now where you can blatantly see it and you can't excuse it anymore. There's a giant conspiracy going on to basically subvert the truth. There's no way you can make the excuse anymore that it's laziness. It's downright obvious that they're trying to basically lie to the American people constantly.
Well, some of it is laziness, and then some of it's also lack of resources, and then a lot of it is just absolute spin. You know what? Look, the right wing is really good at one thing. You know what they're really good at? They've been good at doing that. They're good at a lot of things, but they've really been good at doing this. They have been beating up on the media for so long. They have been pressuring the media for so long that now they have control of the media. I mean, even Ann Coulter joked to Sean Hannity, Sean, we've got the media in our corner now. This is why I had this argument with this woman 2 weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago. And I got a ton of angry letters from people on Schultz's show where she was talking about, well, we need to boycott the media until they start reporting the news the right way. No, you don't boycott the media. What you do is you do what Media Matters does.
Jay,
you go after the media and you pressure the media and you continue to keep pounding on them the same way the right wing has been doing.
Jay, I can never forgive Bill Clinton for signing the Telecommunications Act of 96. He consolidated the media into people who are ideological hands. Our media, as much as you want to write letters and do everything else right now, is controlled by zealots.
You know what? You know what? The difference between you and I is that you're out there and I'm in here. And
No, excuse me.
And I've been in here for a long time, and I've been in here for 33 years. And I've worked at predominantly conservative radio stations where I was the only liberal talk show host. This is the first radio station I've ever worked at where I've been the, where I'm on with other progressives. But I also know and also see how newsrooms work. I also know and see how other people in the media work. I know what goes on. And let me tell you something. You don't think that they don't pay attention to that stuff? They do. But the thing is you've got to do it, and everybody's got to do it in mass, and you've got to beat on them on a regular basis. And that is what the right wing has been doing this. They drew up a plan back in 1971 to do this, and they've been at it since 1971, along with their compatriots in big business. And while we've sat by and basically done nothing, we've sat by basically and mulled and puked and said, okay, you know, yeah, well, that's the way it is. Like, so I guess I just won't watch. I guess I'll turn it off. Blah, 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 blah. And you know something? That's one of the reasons why, read David Brock's books. That's one of the reasons why David Brock is, in my opinion, the man of the year. Because Media Matters knows what they're doing, and the idea that we're helpless is absolute BS. It's absolute frickin' BS.
Jay, I love Media Matters. I thank those guys for every single thing they ever put out. I give money to them. I think they're absolutely wonderful. But I think the first matter that needs to be taken up is repealing the Telecommunications Act of 96. We need to break up the media empires. There's too much power and too few hands.
Well, you got to attack them on all fronts, man. And on that much, I will agree with you. But you got to go after them on all fronts. You have to go after them that way. You've got to go after them over content. You've got to point out when they're wrong. You've got to point out when they're biased. You have to point out to other people when they're wrong and when they're biased. You have to expose them at their game, and you've got to pressure them. You've got to lean on newsrooms, and you've got to lean on networks, and you've got to lean on radio stations. And when you hear them say something that isn't right, you send them an email and let them know. And if enough of us beat on them long enough, then you know what will end up happening? They'll move to the middle. Because the right, as I said again, the right wing has been doing it now for years, and they're very, very successful.
Do the herbs in Kaito Gold really help you lose weight? Here's an actual customer.
As soon as I started taking them, I stopped gaining weight and started losing weight. I didn't change my diet at all.
And Kaito Gold can help you, too, with fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hoodia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. I'm Tom Martino with this special for you. Buy three bottles, get three free with free shipping. Call 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
Area, but southbound's doing much better. That accident just after 6th Avenue has been cleared, so the trip from the downtown area to the tech center is in better shape. Weather forecast, partly cloudy. A few isolated showers are possible today. Highs in the upper 60s. Clear skies tonight, low 39. Partly sunny and breezy tomorrow. A little warmer. Highs will be in the low 70s. Right now it's 56 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you ready for an all-natural, refreshing cocktail? Freshy's Gourmet Margarita, Mojito, and Bloody Mary mixes are premium, non-alcoholic mixes with nothing artificial. You can find Freshy's mixes at Whole Foods, Apple Jacks, Argonaut, and other fine liquor stores, or visit Freshy's.com.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
All right, all you cable users out there.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
It's time to cut the umbilical cord.
We've got a challenge for you.
We call it the DirecTV Challenge.
Call us up right now and tell us how much you're spending on cable every month.
We're going to tell you how much money you'll save by switching to DirecTV.
And to top it off, we're going to give you a bunch of free stuff.
Yes, I said free stuff.
Like a four-room DirecTV system with standard installation free.
3 months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, Stars, and Cinemax, all free.
Why, even a free DVR.
Now, if you like spending a lot of money every month, well, then don't call.
But if you want to get all the channels you watch right now for about half the price of cable, give us a call.
We're going to humiliate the cable company and give you a ton of free stuff.
Call 1-800-600-6196.
It's time to cut the cable and take the DirecTV Challenge. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-6196. That's 1-800-600-6196.
Do you long for a sense of the sacred? At North Presbyterian Church, 37th and Federal, we seek the Spirit in all of creation, each human encounter, and everyday events. Come join us in the search. Multicultural worship, 10:30 Sundays, 37th and Federal, Denver.
Before you make another credit card payment or buy a new or used vehicle, get all the legal facts. Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 for Scams and Shams with Steve Birkin and Rick Weinkoop. Steve and Rick are two lawyers that care about consumer rights. They're at your disposal for 1 hour each week to save you money and help you through tough, complicated financial decisions. You can utilize their legal expertise during this 1 hour show. Don't get burned. Tune in to Scams and Shams Saturdays right here.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Find out how to win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
One 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, and don't forget to sign up for that to win that trip to Costa Rica, Crocodile Bay Lodge. Sign up now at AM760.net. And Lisa Graves is with us. She's sitting here, too, with the ACLU. They're going to have their town hall meeting tonight at the Colorado History Museum. The address on that is?
13th and Broadway. So come on down. See Gary okay. Hart. See the others.
All right. Now, you know, I want to say a little bit something more here to Noah. You know, Noah, programming in radio and television and in networks and in news media and all that is controlled largely, I mean, the policing of it is controlled largely by people who are in middle management. And middle management are the people who you pressure when you send those emails. And they're the ones who exert pressure on the talent and the newsrooms, you know, such as the news director or the program director. Management, ownership only cares about dollars. Ownership doesn't care about anything else. That's even true with Fox News. You know, if Fox News tomorrow didn't make any money, Rupert Murdoch would either do two things. He'd either change it or he'd sell it. So it's the middle management people are the ones that you got to lean on. Those are the ones you got to send the emails to. So when you send the emails to contact information that's given by Media Matters and you send it to the newsrooms or wherever, those are the people who you want to reach because those are the people who are determining the content. The chairman of Time Warner has no idea what's going on in the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. Has no clue. Doesn't care. What he wants to do is he wants to see the return that CNN gets. Let's go to Margaret in, where's this, Columbine Valley. Margaret, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to say a couple of things about the immigration laws they're talking about. Number one, it seems to me that we're building up towards requiring everybody to have a national ID card.
Oh, I'm sure the government would love that, yeah.
Yeah. Number two, it sounds to me like some of this proposed legislation is just really dangerous. This thing of not being able to provide any help to anyone who's an illegal alien. Does that mean if I have an auto accident and I'm lying on the side of the road bleeding to death, the paramedics have to search my car for my national ID card before they can stop the bleeding?
I think what it amounts, I think what it means is that if you're driving on a highway in Arizona and a illegal alien stumbles across the highway out of heat exhaustion and needs a drink of water, and you pull over and give them something to drink, they could technically arrest you and charge you with a crime. I think that's what it means. And you know what this is? This is a look into the mirror and the soul of the Republican Party, which claims to be the party of Jesus, morals, and religion. But this is what they're really all about. What they're really all about is a self-centered, stingy, mean-ass agenda, which would take not-for-profit groups that are basically care about humanity, everybody from the Catholic Church to, you name it, and penalize them for trying to go out there and do good, as indicated the New Testament of the Bible.
That's right.
So, you know, that I think that it's time that we called their bluff on that one, too. And I think that Tom Tancredo should explain to us about that, about how, on one hand, his party can run around and scream about religion. But on the other hand, I don't think there's any religion known to mankind that would condone that kind of cruelty or that kind of behavior. Thank you for the call. And that's really what it is.
I mean, it's that House bill, if you actually read the details of it, it's got so many terrible provisions that are really anti-humanitarian in them. But one of the things, in addition to this penalty for anyone who provides services, is that it is a national ID card. This whole issue of employer verification is very much a Trojan horse, because employer verification means that every single employer in this country would have to call the INS, basically the new agency for the INS, the Homeland Security Agency, and ask for permission to hire you, whether you're an American citizen or you're an immigrant. And if the Homeland Security Department gets it wrong, you don't have a job. You can't pay your health insurance.
Yeah.
You can't buy food. You know, and then you have to go through Washington D.C. red tape to get permission to work in this country, whether you're a citizen or not. That's what that immigration bill includes. It includes, in essence, a national ID, real ID, plus 1-800 call Big Brother and get permission from the federal government to work in any job in this city or in this country.
And it's not the answer to the problems.
That's right.
It's not going to change anything. It's not going to, but you know, I've said this on the air now for months. I mean, when it comes to all of these things and these moral debates and these debates about moral values, you know, those of us that are progressives and liberals, I mean, we need to call their bluff on this. We need to ask them.
Right.
Now, are you going to sit down with your pastor, your priest, your rabbi, and ask them to biblically, or your imam, ask them to biblically, justify this kind of behavior, that you would arrest somebody or penalize somebody for trying to help another individual, or the idea of denying people medical care.
Yeah, I do think, as you said in the polls, there has been a public reaction to some of the extreme provisions once people learn about them, once they get below the surface and the superficial rhetoric. When people hear the details in these bills, they have a lot of concerns based on their own moral values and American values in terms of due process and liberty and respect for human beings.
Yeah. You know what? Exactly. Lisa, thank you for dropping by the show, and we urge everybody to get out to the Colorado History Museum tonight at 7 for this town hall meeting on the Patriot Act and the NSA spying, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Thank you. And if anyone needs anything, go to theaclu.org.
That's right, and join today. That's what I say. Join up with the rest of us card-carrying members. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Have a great day, and thanks for being here this morning.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Designed to virtually eliminate exposure to the allergens that cause your symptoms. The unique Pure Night design quietly and gently gives you a sanctuary of pure, healthy air, 99% free of allergens. You'll feel the difference the very first night. You'll breathe better, sleep better, feel better during the day. So if you're tired of allergies ruining your life, do something about it now.
Nothing helped before, but the Pure Night actually works. I feel better all day, every day.
Call now for your free DVD at 1-800-900.